Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots? Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America? America.
Do you have your passport? Did you get your shots?
Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
America.
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 Do you have your passport?
Did you get your shots?
Who wants to come back with us?
America. America. America.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's the DealsNadee.com studios, and I regret that stream of R. Kelly, but with Hawk on it, is it, I don't know, is Hawk going to have to somehow apologize for that?
Why did he work with him? Hawk should have known.
I know.
Especially because he's dead.
It's a remix, yeah.
There is
it's much better when it's remixed, right?
Of R. Kelly news on the Drew and Mike show today for Thursday. I mean, I was bitching on Monday because it seemed like, well, no, why is nothing happening from that series? I mean, what could have been more powerful than six parts of that craziness?
Well, one of the biggest blows to his career just happened. That's really going to hurt him.
What?
Two radio stations in Dallas have banned R. Kelly songs.
Well, that's a start.
Is it?
Is it a start or is it a stunt?
I don't know. Hard to say. I read the quotes from there are two females in the morning shows. And I like the quote. The one of them said something to the effect that, you know, someone who would put someone in a room with a bucket to use for a bathroom, I don't care if they're 18 or 15.
Yeah,
or
great
or,
point.
Yeah. That's not somebody I can support.
It's just wrong.
And she knows it's a lot worse than that, I'm sure, as we all know, and there's much to cover there.
It's interesting.
I want to know how long, though, because they will go back to playing I Believe I Can Fly. No,
I don't know.
Well, they still play,
well, Phil Spector's produced stuff gets played, but he's the producer.
And at sporting events, na-na-na-na-na-na. Hey.
Oh, Gary Glitter?
Yeah. Gary Glitter.
You don't really hear that anymore.
Really?
No. Uh-uh.
Not like we used to.
No.
It was the stadium song.
Yeah.
And was it his getting jailed for molestation?
I mean,
he's a child molester, too.
Big time. You think I'm a child molester, too?
By the way, boy, we're getting everybody to spin today. Let's get some Jackson music on.
So two other stations, I guess one in New York and one in L.A., have already banned him. But these two Dallas stations are owned by Service Broadcasting Corporation. So where are the big broadcasters?
That's what I was asking on Monday. And where's RCA? Where's Sony? Where's Spotify? By the way, nice of Kendrick Lamar and Drake to say they'd pull their catalog if Spotify didn't reinstate a child molester. Why are they not taking any shit here? Not to mention all the other enablers within R. Kelly's world. I mean, think about Penn State, how people went after everyone. And for some reason, these people who are far worse than anyone at Penn State or Michigan State or USC or any of these colleges, these people were arranging the shit.
Yeah.
They weren't ignoring it. They were arranging it.
Hands off the music industry, apparently.
Was the Kendrick Lamar one, is that based strictly on XXXTentacion and R. Kelly, or is it just based on if you start this precedent, then you're going to have to start pulling everybody who's ever been convicted of any kind of crime? You know, there's a lot of artists who've broken the law.
Well, he made a stand on behalf of R. Kelly, and I think that was not the stand to make. That's my opinion. XXXTentacion, by the way, if you read the accusations against him.
That's a great name.
Not just the accusations. If you read everything about this guy, this is not a character I really think Spotify should feel bad about dropping, or any artist should. You know, I don't know what Kendrick Lamar's background is. I really don't know. But a lot of these guys sure do have a lot of shit going on, criminally speaking. Or, don't know. It is amazing. I guess the music industry really can't clean itself up, can it? Or there'd be no music left.
No, there are a lot of perverts.
Seem to be.
Yeah. Yeah, but think, put your head in the mind of a corporation like Spotify or, say, iHeart. This is a pretty easy stance to take.
Who's going to bitch? Really? You want to be dying on the...
Well, apparently Kendrick Lamar and other acts will say, well, then take my music out of your rotation.
Fine.
Okay, because I think we're going to be on the right side here in the end.
Yeah, I was surprised Spotify was so wimpy about it. And not only that, they didn't remove him from one streaming area. They were leaving him in one place, weren't they?
Was it just the playlists?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So it was really a...
Ethics. GMA lawyer Sonny Hostin has removed R. Kelly from all her playlists.
Oh, I saw that. I know.
What a stand.
That was quite dramatic. Yeah. And her children's playlists.
That's right. Knock it off.
Children listen to him? Did they hear the Passport song?
I don't know. She didn't...
Do they have all their shots?
Do you have your shots? I got it. This might be the worst song I've ever heard. It's so dumb. Did
you get I think you've heard one worse.
Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
Okay, that gets sinister, but do you have your passport and did you get your shots? Could be a really nice public service message.
Yeah, if they were using it for some, if they're playing at the airport.
Yeah, right. But just that, you have to stop it before.
I don't think that was his intention, though.
The creepy part, I know. Well, seeing it, ugh.
I know, it's really, really weird. Is there any chance that this... Okay, we already know that a female who's on Celebrity Big Brother... I hate that that's her credit.
Yeah, it's her big credit.
But she's come out to reveal that Cristiano Ronaldo, the soccer player, who's been accused of raping someone in 2009. Has this affected his soccer career at all, by the way?
No, he had that transfer to Juventus. He's on fire.
Tell you, if the sports world and the music world get mixed up in Me Too, it's going to be rough on those two industries, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do we do for entertainment?
No.
For perverts.
But as big as R. Kelly is, Ronaldo is far bigger worldwide.
I've never heard of the guy. Who is he?
I can't tell if you're trolling me or if you're serious.
No, I know. I know him. Honestly...
Should I remove him from my FIFA mobile team? Because he's on my starting lineup.
Yes.
I know him because he's always on the list of the biggest money makers.
And he's so handsome.
He makes some ridiculous amount of money. And he's hot.
Right.
He's really chicks sexy. Dig
him. But his girlfriend has come out to say that she was inspired by the R. Kelly series. And, boy, I wonder if there's guys out there going, oh, shit, I hope this girl didn't see the R. Kelly series. Fuck! She says that he threatened her. And was emotionally abusive.
Yeah.
Now, what are the specifics there?
Well, that's the problem. Now, see, here's a woman just throwing allegations out on Twitter. But
no, it's
as we want to do.
Very,
which I know you hate, but she is basically saying that other girl who gave that big interview to the German paper, like, oh, have your lawyers contact me. I don't think it affects him one bit. He'll just keep being Ronaldo.
Well, what has she got? I mean, what has she... Does she have anything specific to
her? Did she get her shots?
Do you have the story over there? Because she tweeted out something about him cutting up her. He threatened to cut up her body. She has text messages where he threatened to cut up her body and dump it, which...
She is a woman, a cute soccer star of rave. And of course, the background. Stupid article.
I know the whole record.
I hate that.
Jasmine Leonard, English model and actress, took to Twitter. I thought she was Celebrity Big Brother. To the center.
Back to the yeah, listen to that.
Here's the Cristiano Ronaldo highlight.
Super exciting.
Center holds it.
Oh, good move.
Holds it. Holds it.
The other version.
She said she was
motivated. Passes to center. Back to wing. Back to center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
This girl's declared her intention to help the girl that says she was raped and her legal team in the case against Ronaldo. Here's her tweet. Watch Star Reviving L. Kelly. Sickening. Absolutely sickening. These people are so enamored by him and his musical talent. He's been able to get away for so long for these foul criminal acts and whatever. On that note, Queen of the Damned, how many Twitter followers does this chick have?
Oh, I'll look her up.
Can you check it out? I think likes are very important and followers are also very important.
You're obsessed.
I think we had 21,000 yet? We're really close. I'm the worst person of all. It's really funny making fun of all these other people.
Yeah.
On that note, after much thought, I'm reaching out to Catherine Mayorga and her legal team to offer my assistance in her rape allegations against Cristiano. Please contact me. I have information that will be beneficial. Leonard, who is a model as well, and a reality television.
61,000. But she's hot, man.
But is there a lot of people participating heavily? How many likes does she get?
Let me go before all the Ronaldo ones.
Yeah, this stuff's very topical.
Yeah, please do.
Let's see. We'll go before.
It's only fair.
Here's December 22nd.
What if anybody ever, did anybody ever sexually, do I have a Me Too moment I could put out there?
Just throw it out there.
You could create one.
Bust never his ass, officer.
Instead, she was in year. She
like,
has
she years. Has maybe 10 likes on stuff.
Yeah, okay, very little involvement in her account for that many followers. What if she bought them? Leonard said she has years of messages to back up her claims Ronaldo was abusive and he was unrepentant about his behavior both with her and with other women.
Hundreds of messages I have of him talking and laughing about how he psychologically bullies the shit out of his baby mama and treats her like crap. Messages about all the times he cheated on her. Stories of sexual con.
Why would he tell this girl?
He wouldn't.
Hey, you won't believe what I just. Oh, I psychologically abused my baby mama.
Unless it's a threat to her.
What? If you don't knock it off, I'm going to abuse you psychologically like my baby mama. Mm-hmm. I cheated on her all the time.
I am Ronaldo.
I mean, that sounds.
He's a dick. I mean, remember his defense?
Oh, yeah. He sounds like an asshole. Leonard does not give details about when the relationship with Ronaldo occurred, nor does she specify what type the pair had. Or she wrote a tell-all account. Oh, in 2010, she wrote a tell-all account of her time with Ronaldo for The Mirror, in which she says the pair had a fling during the time the then star was seeing supermodel Irina Shayk. Another tweet on Tuesday, Leonard also said she and her family have been threatened by the soccer star's team, and there's a file of information on her compiled by detectives hired by Ronaldo. Oh. Boy, look at how where it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, digging up shit on your accusers.
Playing offense.
I've had threats against me and my family, been informed that a file was created on me to try. A file has been created on you, just thought you should know. Who tells her this?
Speaking of her Twitter, here's a tweet from September 10th. Horrendous night. Passed out on my bathroom floor. Was completely paralyzed for around 20 minutes. Couldn't reach my cell phone to call an ambulance. Cold sweating. Heart racing. Thought I was going to fucking die. Back in the hospital this morning. Fuck my life right now.
Thank God she tweeted this out.
Monkey hiding its eyes emoji. Cat with a teardrop emoji. 28 likes, 2 retweets. And that's the biggest one I found.
Are we adding to this conversation?
Wow. Yeah. Painting a picture.
Well, we're making it interesting. According to a report in the aftermath of Henry County, Ronaldo allegedly employs a team of fixers to deal with PR messes, including at least one private detective. Most shocking of her claims that Ronaldo told that if she were to date anyone else or even leave your house, I'll have you kidnapped and have your body cut up and put in a big and thrown into a river. Put in a big?
A big?
Doesn't even make sense.
I do not speak English so well.
By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
Told me if I dated anyone else to let my house, he'd have me kidnapped and have my body cut up and put in a bag and thrown in a river. Yes, I approve of everything I'm saying. He's a psychopath.
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
That's her tweet. On Tuesday, another woman public with accusations by the Juventus striker. That's Ronaldo, I take it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is just a continuation. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Just rereading what I just read. Duh. Oh, here's the back page. She reiterated she has proof of these threats along with voice recordings to back up her allegations.
I do lots and lots and lots and lots in the form of voice recordings. Hard to get those out.
Oh, she was responding to Michelle who said,
unless you have proof, it's not just hearsay. You don't have a leg to stand on. So wrong, money talks.
That was nice of you, Michelle. Thanks, Michelle. Why did Michelle feel compelled to tweet back at her?
I don't know.
She's got to be a Ronaldo fan, probably, yeah. Right? Several hours later, she ended her Twitter message by stating she's been in touch with Mayorga's team, presumably since starting the tweets earlier that day, and that she will look to share her evidence with them.
What am I doing? I've been speaking with the victim's legal team. We'll be meeting with them, and yes, at the appropriate time, I will produce all the evidence I have. Twitter is not the appropriate place. And this.
Oh, really? Then why'd you start doing this, you dope? Why is she doing this on Twitter? And then says,
Twitter is not the place. Well, you already dumped it all out.
Too late, honey.
All I care about is helping this girl.
Ew.
And then somebody else tweeted, if you have anything that illustrates these issues you claim he has, then out with it already. Is a decade long enough for you to prepare yourself to expose it? Why are you doing nothing but gassing it up on Twitter?
Gassing it up.
That's why she said, what am I doing? I've been speaking with the victim's legal team. Why are you answering this idiot?
And yes, at the appropriate time, I will produce all the evidence I have. Twitter is not the appropriate place, and this is not the appropriate time. Not entertaining you. Sorry if that disappoints you, but it's not a joke. It's a serious matter. It needs to be dealt with by lawyers and authorities now. The truth comes out in the end. Be patient.
I hope I handled that appropriately.
I found the song that is worse than the Passport song.
No way.
At least you declared it the worst song you've ever heard before.
Really?
You ready for it?
Possibly the worst song ever?
Brilliant.
Oh, it's gonna be close. Yeah. I can tell.
What? Which one's worse?
Drew and Mike. I gotta go with R. Kelly. I think.
Drew and Mike.
You'd rather listen to R. Kelly?
I think it's worse.
What, Passport?
I think
is?
I'd rather listen to our song.
Oh, okay.
Both of you work hard at 101 WRIF. Both of you morning show personalities work at One Radio Plaza.
Doesn't it get really wacky? That great.
Wesley
that was
Willis
messy.
Featuring the Hawk.
Yeah. I love the Hawk's been hot the last couple days. We're digging it. You're welcome, Hawk. Buying or leasing your next newer pre-owned car, truck, or SUV from the Zot family and DealsInIndeed.com is different, way different than any place else. Getting a good deal is easy. Dealers will cut each other's throats for a buck a month, but that's not how you get a world-class experience. The Zot family believes it's about people, and that's customers and employees. Happy employees generate happy and satisfied customers. Price is important, but partnering with people you trust and enjoy creates the magic. So shop around if you must, but come see our friends at any of the Zot dealerships. While you're there, play a game of foosball, get the massage chairs, eat popcorn, have some coffee, whatever. Your dealer wants you to be comfortable. Only from your friends at DealsInIndeed.com. Thanks, Hawk.
Wow.
I wonder if Hawk could do a read for us.
He could do
Could
he do a podcast of his own?
What a concept. Yeah, why not?
On physics.
Let's see. What is the latest from Dr. Roche? Well, get one free syringe of Restylane with your very good. That's an important part of the read.
Tits.
One free syringe of Restylane with your surgical procedure. So if you want to plan on getting boobs,
balloons,
or liposuction, or body tight, or
tubes,
something that's considered of a surgical nature, one free syringe of Restylane, that's a $600 value. Restylane is valuable stuff.
Yes.
Nice.
It makes wrinkles go poof. Yeah. Those dented wrinkles, just fill them up, and hey, look at that smooth skin.
I know, among all the other ways that he does.
Yes.
He corrects.
They have a lot of magic over there.
Yes.
Makes a lot of people look a lot better. And, you know, I do. It's amazing when you see movie stars or musicians or whatever on TV and go, God, he's 50. Oh, my God, he looks, or she looks, or.
Mm-hmm.
I'm noticing it even on 90 Day Fiancé, the women there. You find that a lot of the, you know, the age gaps are what's intriguing about that show.
Really?
Yeah, women who are 45 and they're with a 22-year-old dude. Oh. And I noticed that the women tend to have a lot of money.
Well, they're empowered.
Just a coincidence, I guess.
It's amazing what money will do.
But I noticed, too, they also tend to look younger in their years and have wrinkle-free faces. So it looked pretty good to me. So anyway, yeah, one free syringe of Restylane with your surgical procedure, a $600 value. So if you're interested, call for a consult, 248-338-1110. That's a nice little extra, little bonus.
Boobies.
Take out some wrinkles. So, yeah, get some boobs while you're at it. Not to mention all the other great things they're doing over there. 248-338-1110. D-R-R-O-C-H-E. Look at the pictures of all the work they do. I know the Madonna, the larger ass Madonna.
Oh, the booty.
Yeah, yeah, got a lot of attention to Brazilian butt lifts. People, a lot of people really dig that. I don't know if Madonna's the person that needed that, but hey.
Did she really have that? I mean, I guess that isn't a question in relation to, you know, booties. People want booty. They want their big booty.
I guess so. Mark emailed in today. Give Brandon a raise. His drop work on Tuesday, Wednesday episode was fantastic. Okay. Keep up the great show. A lot of good email lately.
He's on credit.
What did he get into?
It was not Brandon. It was the hog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Brandon's getting too much credit for that? I get it.
Fuck Brandon.
Well, speak up, hog. Or not hog.
Hawk.
There was some rock and roll music today I thought was interesting.
Dumbass.
Brandon, I know you're busy over there, but did you get the email about Ed Sheeran?
I did. Yeah. Marvin?
I thought that was that's a really interesting case. They're claiming that Ed Sheeran, and I know the song. Was this song a giant hit?
Oh, God, yeah. Huge.
If I know it, it had to be because I'm not following Ed Sheeran.
Thinking
around.
Out Loud? Wasn't it one of the biggest songs of, when did it come out, 2016 or 2017? But
is this the lawsuit where he stole it from someone?
Yes.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye's estate.
It's all coming ahead.
Really, everybody steals everything from Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I will say this. It does kind of point out the fact that Marvin Gaye was phenomenal. And isn't Marvin Gaye terribly, terribly underrated?
Oh, yeah, by all means, but so incredibly vulnerable.
Gaye! What?
Well, he's not alive to defend himself. But
I think everybody remembers Sexual Healing. Mm. And
What's Going On?
What's Going On? Well, that album was such a huge album. It's typically in the top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, just by
And I can't sweep you off of your feet.
Yeah, I know this song. It's got to be.
The women everywhere are getting wet right now.
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love?
I'm not.
Sorry, Joe.
Will your eyes still smile from your cheek?
Anybody get excited about Ed Sheeran? It's still Ed Sheeran.
I know. That's what I think of.
Well, here's the video that actually kind of puts them side by side.
Oh, you know, like the one I was playing that was side by side?
That's the one that Drew asked me to bring up.
And Thinking Out Loud is in D major. Let's take
dick.
A listen.
It's pretty blatant.
Baby man.
Trying to hold back.
Could still fool us. Heart of 23.
And if you feel.
So the drums are almost perfectly in sync.
And I'm thinking about how.
Come on.
Oh, wow. It's pretty seamless there.
Robin Thicke got whacked for Got to Give It Up, and it was not as close as that.
Right.
He has to pay $5.8 million. Mm-hmm.
Who else did Sam?
Oh, Sam Smith?
Smith's ripped off. Who did he rip off?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Well, everything's been recorded now, so you're never going to be able to come up with anything new.
That's a good excuse.
Ripped off from everything.
Tom
it's the only
Petty.
Excuse we ever accept.
Tom, right. Petty Tom Petty was the one from Sam Smith.
What song?
Stay with me.
You wouldn't say that to Tom Petty, would
I
you?
Won't back down and stay with me. They almost sound exactly the same.
Would
you say that to Tom Petty?
Did Tom Petty sue him?
I don't know.
No, he said, no hard feelings. These things happen. That was his response.
It literally killed him.
Cool.
Yes.
That's what killed him. That's what the coroner said. It was Sam Smith.
The other music news today, there are rumors that Maroon 5 has reached out to the Rolling Stones for Super Bowl halftime. Now, I just heard Travis Scott was doing it with them. So
Well, don't they mix it up to sometimes have... Sweet. Didn't they Bruno
yes.
and Coldplay and...
I will answer for the Rolling Stones.
No.
if the Rolling Stones are doing it, don't the Rolling Stones just do it themselves?
Yes.
Do they really need someone else?
No, they're not a supporting act.
But what about moves like Jagger?
Well, that was I guess, the
it's
cute
so trite.
Theory was that, wouldn't that be cool? And I thought, no, that's so not cool.
What if it's just Mick?
That would... I could see that happening, but it shouldn't.
Well, that's exactly what I would have said if I had thought that.
I wouldn't be surprised if it happened, but I wish it didn't.
He shouldn't do that. That's bullshit. He should not separate himself from the Stones. But yeah, Mick loves that sort of attention. Yeah. He loves being recognized on his own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he does have some dance moves that would translate well to the Super Bowl.
No, I could see the crowd digging it.
Oh, that song is so dumb.
That's another white guy, another white band. Supposed to be an Atlanta hip hop band.
So who
that's
else?
The rule.
They have to add one more person.
That's somebody made.
What about Bruno Mars? Again,
he's already done it. Just have him do every halftime. Yeah.
Should, I agree. Just
actually
hire
no.
For the next decade.
Should have the Imagine Dragons and Lil Wayne do it.
Did
you watch the halftime show on Monday?
No, I didn't.
You didn't watch the halftime show?
I did not, no.
Oh,
was it good?
God. No, it was terrible. First off, the Imagine Dragons, which I think the Imagine Dragons are this generation's Nickelback.
Yeah.
They're played everywhere all the time. They're okay. They're not great. Some people seem to like them.
And I'm sick of hearing about
them. They just exist, and they were pretty bad live. And then Lil Wayne came out and did his song, which I like the first song you did, but you couldn't understand a word he was saying. It was really bad.
You doing a lot of cough medicine?
Maybe.
It's the cold and flu season.
Let me see if I can. Let me
I don't
see
think
if
there's
I
a. I think that would not be a correlation, Trudy. That would have nothing to do with it.
You know, it's funny too. Like the game was in Santa Clara, and then the halftime show was on Treasure Island in the Bay, which is like 2 hours away.
What?
No one in the crowd. It's like it was like a small.
They're doing it in an empty stadium.
No, it was just.
Why did they just drive 2 hours?
I don't know. I'd love to know what the real halftime show was inside the stadium because the made-for-TV synergy between ESPN and college football was that bullshit.
I think it's stupid that they're trying to do stuff like that now, where they're creating something aside from the event. And,
it looks dumb.
And splicing it in.
The other rock and roll news was David Bowie's box set. There's discussion about that, which is apparently coming out soon.
I want
talk
that.
About, I know, I do too. A lot of demos, including Space Oddity. I was hoping for a Fame demo because that's Lennon with Bowie. Lennon co-wrote Fame with David Bowie, and his voice is on it. You don't really hear him. You can if you really listen.
I do.
I do too, but I think it should be louder. More present. Why isn't like Under Pressure?
Is there a video of that?
Of Fame.
Yeah, of them.
I don't think so. I really
making
don't.
That together, you'd think?
I think it was kind of spontaneous. I believe Lennon came up with a hook. Love to hear Hawk on this.
Hey.
Wow.
You have Hawk do karaoke.
Hey.
What's your name?
Hey. Hey. Hey.
What's your name? God, Bowie was so. What a run he was on. I think it ends around really Fashion and. What was the other song around 80, 81?
Dancing in the Street.
Ashes to Ashes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dancing in the Street to me, Bowie's over. It's done. It was a big hit. I think it was number one hit, actually. But Let's Dance. While it was his biggest selling, it wasn't really.
It was. He sold
not
out.
Not a bad song. It's not his best, but it's not bad.
Modern Love's a good song.
Oh, I love that song.
Oh, China Girl. I do love the Cat People version with Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Well, he was all over that album, wasn't he?
Yeah, he is all over that album.
He was if you can imagine, he was the guitarist, the session guitarist.
Yes.
I guess. And went out on tour a little bit, and then he was like, screw this. He doesn't pay enough. I quit.
I guess always a little bit cheap. Funny how some of those guys that grow up really poor, English guys, and they really don't lose their roots in that respect.
Tight.
But yeah, God, that Cat People is one of my favorite Bowie songs. I love the original version from the movie with Nastassja Kinski, but the version with Stevie Ray Vaughan, I mean, that's unusual to re-release the same song with some ripping guitar.
Yeah.
That was great.
He was always good for ripping guitar.
So let's get a little bit of that in the box set, please.
Yes.
And then,
do you want to see that sweet halftime show?
Yeah, it sounds important.
Oh my God, it was so great. I hope there's a shot of the crowd because I haven't seen anybody mention that this manufactured crowd was really tiny.
It hasn't come through yet.
What? I sent it to your podcast email, not your.
Oh, I don't have it there either.
Well, go ahead. While it makes its way across the desk.
I know, if only I had it. Just go to the YouTube and search it. It's on their channel, the Imagine Dragons one.
2018 was a big year for the Aldo Eye Center and the podcast. 100% of the responses we got from you, the loyal listeners, praised Dr. Yaldo for the impact custom CATS LASIK and multifocal lens implants has had on their lives. We've quoted many of them. Great eyesight is an all-day, everyday benefit. Fighting outdated technologies like glasses and contacts just isn't necessary anymore. You wouldn't want to have things with gloves on. You wouldn't want to feel things with gloves on or listen to great music with earmuffs on. So get rid of glasses and contacts and start reading the tiniest type on your phone and see your big screen in real HD. Maybe you've got a fresh health savings account. You have tax returns coming, hopefully. And Dr. Yaldo has very low interest financing plans. He's Michigan's most experienced eye surgeon. Over half his LASIK patients get better in 2020, known in the field as supervision. And multifocal implants are the Rolls-Royce procedure, solving every vision issue. The evaluation is free. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to theAldoEyeCenter.com. And over the past few decades, where you're goofing off with college friends, maybe you changed jobs once or twice, maybe you left a company like CBS and forgot you had a 401k there, only to have them find you 30 years later, and you're not happy with what you decided to invest in originally, maybe that really did happen. There's a lot of people with old accounts, with old investment choices, and maybe it's not doing what it should, and maybe you want someone like Luke to take a look at it and see if you could do a little better. Because if you look at it now and it's got 10 years before you start pulling it out, could mean a lot of money. Call Luke Nowacki's team at 248-663-4748. He'll fix that faster than Gretchen will fix the roads. Maybe he needs a stronger claim than that.
Because it's about time we fix the damn roads.
Wait, what is her plan to fix roads? I know she said she's going to fix the damn roads, or it's time that we do.
She just fixed 696. It opened. It's great.
You know what? Was that deliberately timed?
She should take credit for it.
Yeah, she should.
Just like Kwame took credit for the Super Bowl.
Right.
Yeah, that would be amusing. I just haven't heard what her plan is, what she's doing.
She's going to fix them.
Okay. I want to see results.
With no backup plan.
Action crews everywhere.
Security Investment Advisory Services offered through the Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities, and our marketing names, products, and services referenced here, independent Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Did you find it, Brandon?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, man, this is so great.
I'm trying to remember why I missed this.
I don't know. You probably sped through halftime because you were bored.
Oh, that's true. I did.
First off, they sound terrible live. Look at the crowd. You see how small that crowd is?
Wow.
It's the halftime show of the national championship game.
You know, it's weird. When I see a small crowd, I think the performance has to be worse because there'd be more people there.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is. Like, I watch a Pistons game and I see what looks like a WNBA crowd and I just think, why would I watch this on TV? No one even went.
The optics aren't very good.
They're not.
There's a couple hundred people there.
Well, if nobody shows up, why should I care?
Yeah, why would I watch it on TV if no one even wants to go live?
All right, just jump forward to Wheezy.
Realize that's shallow of me.
When I did a search for this, by the way, one of the things that popped up is, why are the Imagine Dragons the worst band ever?
Really?
People hate them.
Wow.
Believer. Believer.
Doesn't that sound terrible?
Believer.
There's Wheezy. What? Don't you wish you could dress like he does, though?
He needs one more piece of clothing for that outfit to work.
How big is he still huge?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he wouldn't be on halftime if he wasn't, right?
You know what? Comparing him to other people in that industry, he's actually a pretty good guy. He's had a lot of problems.
Seems like he sounds
compared to everybody else.
Like an okay guy.
Plus, remember when Katie Kirk interviewed him? He called her Miss Katie. That's a real sign of respect. Huh?
Wow.
I guess people like it.
Believer.
I don't know. I just thought it was a
little
weird.
They got all those special effects, and there's no one there to see them.
But what was the halftime show in the stadium?
Marching band.
Probably. Up with people.
There's got to be a reason they did that.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well.
Sorry, it was a waste of time.
No, I was kind of intrigued because I did hear there was a halftime show, and I realized I'd missed it, and I thought maybe I did miss something, but now I don't have to feel that way.
Yeah.
Other celebrity news today. God, there's a lot going on. Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, is getting divorced. And to me, you know, people are like, oh, my God, he's got $137 million. He's going to lose so much. And I see that as a $1,500 divorce because he gives her $63.5 million, which is half.
Mm-hmm.
He takes $63.5 million, and they both have more money than they'll ever need. So why not just pay a lawyer $1,500 to go, you get half, you get half. See ya.
Yeah.
Well, does he want to give up half?
Great.
It sounds like there's no prenup.
How much is this worth in stock? And if you're
I don't know. I just know that they say he's worth anywhere between, you know, $120 billion and $150 billion.
What, now what
if you just say, like, here's what we think is half, is she really going to say, no?
No, but
I want more.
Oh, I don't think she's the issue there. If I was him, like, I'd give her that much. Wouldn't she be happy with $3 billion, $10
billion? Well, that's true, and maybe he will operate that way. I don't know. I'm really not that worried about that because they're both going to have more than enough money.
If you were her, wouldn't you say, you know what, $2 billion's cool. I'm totally fine with $2
billion. I don't know. If I can get three or four, though.
And usage of the jet.
You're still a billionaire.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes along with that.
What was their rationale? What was her reason for splitting with him? Did she see the South Park episode and realize he was a weirdo? Or?
Well, did you see him at the Golden Globes when they showed him? Because he was sitting there because Amazon was...
I didn't see him.
He just... It looked... They could have put a cardboard cutout of him there because he was just... You know, stoic and stone face.
The main thing that was going through my mind as I was reading about this was that I think Jeff Bezos thinks he's hot.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. He's got guns.
Yeah,
now.
He's buff. Yeah. He's been working out since 2013.
Huh. It's young
he's
blood.
He's wearing a lot of short sleeves.
Oh, that's right. He has a blood boy.
He has a blood boy. That's true.
20-inch biceps.
That's weird.
What's a blood boy?
Don't you remember from Silicon Valley?
Transfusions from a younger person.
What?
But a younger person.
Mad Max?
Dr. Roche get me a blood boy?
I bet.
Yeah. Really? Is that expensive?
Well, you just have to get somebody who's willing and somebody to give you a transfusion.
You probably need around $139 billion, I'm guessing.
Did you see Mad Max Fury Road? Did you see the Mad Max movie, the new one?
That's a great movie.
So they have blood boys there where basically when they kidnap Mad Max, spoiler alert, it's the very beginning, they basically use him and just kind of transfer their blood into it.
They transfer old blood into him?
Just new somebody else's
Some
blood.
Some younger
blood
kid's blood.
Into themselves.
Wait, when they've kidnapped him, they give him better blood?
Oh, no, they drain him of his blood.
Oh, they take his blood.
They take
okay.
It. Yeah.
He's got Mad Max blood.
Well, they should put an old person's blood in him then and make him older. Well, does that work in reverse?
Yes. He gives the new blood and they cycle back their old shitty blood.
If the young blood makes you younger, then I would think an old person's blood would make you older.
Crippling.
56-inch pecs, man.
I think he thinks he's hot. Yeah, I think she thinks she's kind of hot, too.
She's not bad. Little gummy, but she's not bad.
Yeah, okay. Fulfill her.
But it just bothers me that these two people think they're hot because they clearly were not hot.
Here's Bezos laughing.
Last two.
It sounds very robotic, doesn't it?
Right.
I would love for it to be after I'm dead.
Trudy, I think there's something. I think there's something in your South Park theory.
She saw the head.
No droning on.
Okay. I see what you did.
No, no, that's coming up too, but that was actually not supposed to be a bad pun. And then disclosure.
God, you guys are weird.
Easy room, jeez.
How have you been?
I wish I was doing better. Please, ma'am, have a seat.
Oh, thank you. I guess you're here because of the strike.
We had a deal, Mayor. You told me this town would be the perfect place for one of our fulfillment centers.
And it has been. It gave so many people jobs, and I'm not really sure why everyone is so...
disgruntled, dissatisfied, unamused.
His wife's kind of hot. That picture, oh, she's on the TV right
look
now.
Look at her when she was younger, though. Not hot. It's bells and whistles.
So? She's still got mirrors. Those bells and whistles.
Look at those gums.
I know.
Can't they fix that ratio?
How does she not fix that?
Isn't there some young chick who can donate her gums
teeth,
to her
mouth.
Yeah, get a mouth
in
transplant.
Building this, yeah, she's pretty. Internet, the paradox that we're up against is that people won't want to participate until the quality is high, and the quality won't be high.
Here comes the blood boy.
Until the quality won't be high until we have a lot of people opt into the network.
And Gavin,
so that presents a little bit of a.
Gavin Belson just sits in the chair like everything's normal.
Continue.
What's the blood boy do?
He rolls up a chair so that he can.
That we kind of need to
hook him up.
Richard, everything okay?
I don't know. Is it?
Oh, sorry, guys.
So this
Bryce,
is a real thing.
Bryce, guys,
it is. Actually,
actually we've met.
Can you Google the cost of a blood boy? I'm interested.
It's Jared now.
So, Gavin.
With HGH and a blood boy, who knows how hot I could be.
Oh,
plus,
man,
I'm working out. I got hotter today.
I'm seeing some.
Of course not.
Some
it's
money
my transfusion associate.
Blood transfusions from
associates.
Are you really not familiar with parabiosis?
$8,000 a piece.
That I am.
Well, the science is actually fascinating. Regular transfusions of the blood of a younger, physically fit donor can significantly retard the aging process. And Bryce is a picture of health. Just look at him. He looks like a Nazi propaganda poster.
Isn't that great?
But HGH does the same thing, so.
Well, with a blood boy on top, though. Are there blood girls?
Oh, yeah, well, it doesn't matter what sex it is. You could have girl blood.
I don't want
girl blood.
It's not going to make you a girl.
I softer than what I am. Is that how it works?
It's not going to make you soft.
I don't want to start bleeding every month.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you'd lose half.
You contribute all kinds of blood.
Jeez, so much to think about.
I know. Well, we just put on Craigslist that you need a blood boy.
Couldn't I get kind of a schlubby 20-year-old for less?
Craigslist.
If you got some kind of out-of-shape 20-year-old, wouldn't it be a less expensive blood boy?
If you want high cholesterol.
Like a blood slob for a discount price?
Oh, I think you would have better blood.
You don't want to cheap out on the blood.
I guess not.
Boy.
All right, this is going to require a lot of thought.
Yeah, you want top dollar.
Did you guys see that Netflix is working on some AI program to stop password sharing?
I'm screwed. Yeah.
Brandon, you're going to need to get a second account.
Well, I already have mine. I just have.
I know,
all
but
you
we
leeches.
All use it. So if you got a second account, we could just continue using the other one.
But I upgraded to pay for more screens.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did that cost?
Because I kept getting kicked out of my own Netflix because there were so many other people. So I said, damn it. And
did you build the podcast?
No, I didn't. But
how many people have your password?
My mom, a couple of our friends.
Oh, my God.
We do the podcast.
Is anyone abusing it?
I think some people, it's really their primary source of entertainment.
Your password.
How does one abuse it, though? Just by watching more of it?
Well, by watching Netflix more than Brandon does. So Brandon's locked out all the time.
Yeah. I didn't know there was a limit to how much you could watch Netflix.
Well,
a number of screens.
It limits you to two screens. So if it's going on two different devices, you can't access it from a third. And so that's what I kept running into. I kept trying to get on, and it was like, sorry. You're kicked off. And then I didn't want to call up my mom and be like, get off the TV, Mom!
Mom!
So I just upgraded. I don't even know what I pay.
See, I use my brother's Netflix account, and he uses my Hulu.
That's nice.
It's
kind of a weak trade for him.
Really? Why?
Hulu?
Oh, his kids, that's all they watch is Hulu.
Oh, Hulu's great.
Got
against Hulu.
Yeah, why are you hating on Hulu? HuluHater.com?
If I had a choice, I would take Netflix, I think. Although lately,
I would
there's
too.
Nothing on Netflix every time I go there, so
hey,
it's pointless.
Bird Box, man.
I watched it.
I know. Were you as disappointed as me? I mean,
yeah,
all this anticipation. And
a lot of things to question in the movie.
It's just not good.
Spoiler alert, so if anybody doesn't want to spoil it, even though one-seventh of America
people.
Has seen it. The ending, were you a little disappointed that there was no... I didn't expect to see whatever... I didn't expect to see the smoke monster from Lost, which is basically what the monster was.
Uh-huh.
But can they answer why some people can look at it and not die? Or what those people's deal
seems
is?
Seems to me if you're special needs, you can look at it.
Well, not if you're... No, but there were those other people.
Didn't the guy say there were the mentally...
Psychotics.
Psychotic.
That's what he said. That's what he claimed. But
that's why all the people who were outside wanted to kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lie.
Because they were psychotics, and the monster didn't go after They didn't.
Well, we don't know. But we don't know if they were psychotics. That was his story he made up to get inside that house.
Oh, right.
There were a lot of unanswered questions. Once again, it would have been better as like a multi-episode series.
It couldn't have been better. It was stupid. It ended corny. It was a corny ending.
I don't want to watch more than one episode if it's a series. I'll be out.
Well, but you're weird. You don't watch any series.
You
didn't watch Dannemora. You refused to watch Manifest, which was back.
Dannemora, I watched that last night.
Did you watch Manifest?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, isn't it ludicrous?
Manifest is interesting.
Ridiculous.
I will admit.
It is so bad.
Yeah.
True. Did you feel Dannemora? Did you say that it was too dark?
Yes, it needed.
The room was always better lighting. That's how I felt. I was
like the new
I felt
lighting.
Trapped.
We have. Yeah.
Could adjust those things.
Is it in 3D? Interested.
They should adjust those things.
I'm
interested in it. I still might watch it.
I just watched the last one today.
Oh.
And
did you like it?
I did, actually.
It was really, really good.
Yeah. I feel like they could have sort of done a little more of
Talk bad about Dannemora?
The closure with Tilly. But how could you? I mean, how could they have?
She's locked up now.
So did they show the last stand?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, they show all that.
I think Lyle is going to watch the series, and then he's no longer going to
be waiting.
Lyle
doesn't have Showtime.
That's true.
There's no way Lyle has Showtime. God bless him.
We got a lot of email. I wanted to look at some email. Oh, we got a couple phone numbers, too. There's some new scams going around, allegedly.
We also got another email that alerted us to something. Can I play it? It's 2 minutes. 2 minutes long.
Wait. Hold on. Let me do this first. We tossed out our thank yous to our advertisers on the podcast, but of course we allegedly forgot to mention the original and longest running sponsor, Zot Ford and DealsInTheD.com. Exactly. But you know what? We would never forget Zot Ford, of course. And they, in Holly, Zot Ford in Holly, wants to thank and wish all of you a happy and prosperous New Year. And to celebrate this joyous event, the ridiculous deals are back in full effect right now at Zot Ford. You can lease a new 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid. Yes, a hybrid as low as $82 a month.
$82?
I know. It's crazy.
Think of all the money you'll save on gasoline.
82? I mean, the stuff I spent $82 on? Oh, my God.
Yeah, like Netflix.
A car? Yeah. Or if big badass trucks are more your thing, lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $133 a month.
Wow.
As always, you can surf the astonishing deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And as Gabara is recovering from his medical boo-boo, I wonder if he's updating copies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you doing okay?
He sounds like he's
doing once a month.
All right.
Has he done the reverse stranger yet? That's what we need to know.
I still didn't get that concept. You have to telestrate it for me.
Yeah, well, the stranger is a sexual thing where you sit on your hand so it's numb.
This again?
Oh, okay.
Well, Trudy's the one that wants me to explain it.
I pictured Gabara giving some stranger an HJ, and it just bummed me out completely.
No, he's giving it to himself.
The concept.
Right, okay, I get it now.
Well, does it matter if it's the real stranger he's doing? Because that's weird. That's more deliberate.
It's just, I don't know. It didn't take me to a good place. It was not
because you're thinking of his wiener?
It's not a happy ending. No, there were a lot of things.
You're right, it wasn't. He couldn't feel anything.
Exactly. There were a lot. See, it had so many ways. It was such a bummer.
Oh, it'd be better if he did.
I don't know. I can't.
You just want to move on.
I can't even express my dismay about this topic. So many.
Can I play this video that this guy just sent in?
Yeah. What's it about? Do we need any?
No. You'll recognize it pretty quick. I think. Right, Trudy? Trudy, you can see it.
Yeah, for sure.
Ah, would you look at that sunset?
Okay, can you back up, please? Can you back
up? I'm looking at the sunset.
But we're sitting here talking to each other. Can you just...
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, excuse you, please.
Unreal.
Okay.
I'm looking at the sunset.
Okay, you're yelling in my ear.
You're yelling at me.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to try it. Oh, would you look at that? He's flying me.
It's like a massage.
He's doing like yoga with this guy.
Just keep your arms straight.
I'm trying. Oh, you're twisting me. Pop. Oh, jeez. There's the spot. Oh, jeez.
You're good.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a banana.
Okay, yeah. Banana, sure.
Oh.
You feeling okay?
I feel nothing.
No, well, yeah, okay, as long as your back is not hurting.
Pleasure, all right, nice.
Oh, the pleasure was all mine, trust me. Oh, look at that, I can walk again.
This guy a trainer?
I can walk.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
I want that.
Oh, would you look at that? Swinging along. Good job, buddy.
Back
good
on
job.
The monkey bars.
Oh, I'm proud of you. Oh, would you look at that? Oh, great job.
First Where's my
timer.
Man Ben?
I don't know. He's trying to do it now.
Oh, would you look at that? Would you look at that?
Really old what? Guy.
I said, would you look at that?
Everything.
Everything. Say that again. Oh, what are you wiping the bike?
Down.
Nice, nice. Wiping it down, wiping it down. Look at the tires.
$30 an hour. Oh. You'll be back for more.
Would you look at that bike? It's
You'll
unreal.
It.
Oh, look how fat the tire is.
You gotta take it for a ride.
Oh.
Rent it.
Oh,
drive.
Would you look at that scooter?
Excuse you, please.
Unreal.
Oh, these guys again from
okay.
the beginning.
I'm looking at the sunset.
Okay, you're yelling in my ear. Get
you're
the,
yelling. You're
no,
yelling
get
at me.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, don't
Stop
touch
it.
Me.
Stop
get
out of here.
I'm just looking at the sunset.
You're yelling in our ear. We're sitting here.
Oh,
please,
would you look at that?
Away.
Attacking me for no reason.
Go away.
No reason, you dumb idiot. I'm looking at the sunset, you moron. Unreal.
He's walking back to
me. Ruin my day. You get out of here, you moron.
Is that the real guy?
What do you mean?
Is that the real would you look at that guy?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that's
him. Came out of character a little bit when he's pissed.
Yeah, it does not seem like he was ever angry before.
I know. He just seemed like he was capable of anger.
No.
We'll post that.
Like he would somehow...
He's still going strong on his YouTube channel. He puts stuff out all the time. But he has various different characters.
Why don't we share it on our YouTube channel? Okay. Does anybody know how to do it?
Ooh, good day.
Oh, boy, this might take me all day to figure out.
We had some phone numbers. This guy believes he's getting a fake call from DTE.
I don't know. I've gotten calls like this. This is probably legit.
You think it's legit?
Yeah, I do.
Hmm.
About what?
Well, he gave me a number. Hold on, let me tear this off. He gave me a number that he said they called from, so could we find out by calling that number if that's really DTE?
Boy, I don't know if I'd mess with him with your luck.
I know. Believe me.
Yeah, I can call it.
I'm feeling cautious.
I have a big power switch back at the headquarters.
Hall Financial Hotline is open. It's the 381 number that is the number that the call came from.
The 313?
Yes.
Sounds like Detroit, DTE.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Well, speaking of utilities, I got that call from Blue Cross Blue Shield while we were on the air and I didn't answer.
No!
It was not Dennis that left the message.
Oh, Dennis, he's back in his regular position.
This is Jennifer. I'm returning a call on behalf of Dennis. If you have further information... What? How much more information do you need me to give you? You guys took my money and put it elsewhere. Oh, not this again.
It's only been a week.
It's stall tactics are in there.
Yeah.
I mean, a new body. Someone with fresh energy.
Well,
she probably has a blood girl.
Well, they got them all, right? They're Blue Cross.
I don't know if it's going to help, but the irony is I had to get a crown put on, so I'm double insured for January dental. I don't know if that helps.
Oh, yeah.
Can you make claims to both?
Well, that's what they're going to do. They're going to make claims to both.
Oh.
I don't know if it helps.
Maybe the crown will get doubly paid for, and you'll make money on the deal.
I'm officially old, though, now that it's my first crown. How gross.
Probably only an eighth would
It's a little late in life for your first crown, let me tell you.
I opened my mouth to Julie, and I said, can you guess which one it is? And she started laughing because it just looks so different. Hello?
So legit.
Oh, it is? Okay. Well, then let's go with the Apple number. The guy that got the fake number, or the threatening call from Apple, where they say he's been compromised.
Hello.
Nicole.
Hi. My name is Nicole with DTE Energy.
Okay, I was just calling because I received a phone call from someone that was from DTE, and it was some bad news, and he thought it was a scam call.
Oh no! The reason for the call today, sir, is DTE is reaching out to all of their valued customers who qualify for enrollment in the harm protection plan.
Oh,
so this is a friend. So this is an effort to help me by having me buy the harm protection plan.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I immediately go to the wrong place, that it's some horrible scam, and here you're trying to help me by, how much does it cost exactly?
We have different plans. We have six different plans, but our most popular plan is called the Ultimate Protection Plan, and it's $30.95 a month.
95 cents a month?
Yes, there's no upfront cost to you today.
Okay.
I don't need any credit card information
okay,
or anything
actually,
like that.
I was calling back on someone else's behalf because they thought it was a scam, and so they called our show, and they said, will you please take care of the scam for me? And so I really wasn't interested, but that 95 cents a month, what do you get for that?
You get 7 major appliances covered. That's your AC, your furnace, your refrigerator, your stove, your washer, your dryer, and your water heater. And we also give you a free $50 gift card for enrolling.
What really? About my microwave?
Can I spend the gift card anywhere?
Yes.
It's going to take you 50 months to make up for the gift card because it's 95 cents times 50. Well, I got $1.50 extra, $1.50 left over. That's quite a deal. Why not just not charge? Can you keep the gift card and not charge me for 50 months?
I don't think we can keep the gift card. The gift card comes along with being enrolled.
Would you have had the authority to make that decision?
No, I don't.
Okay. I like the way you handled that. Okay.
And we do have a plan that's called the Core Plan.
Oh, you're wasting.
And we do suggest that everyone at least get their furnace and their water heater covered. Mm-hmm. You know, with the winter months being here.
Right.
Those are the two hardest working appliances, you know, during the winter months.
I'm really
and
getting.
And we do have a plan that's called the Core Plan.
Right.
And with the Core Plan, it covers your furnace and your water heater for only $15.95 a month.
Wait, $15.95? I thought I had the ultimate plan for 95 cents.
$30.95.
No, I said the ultimate plan
$30.95?
Can you add other appliances on there? Like if you have two dishwashers, or I think our friend
yes,
here.
Yes, you,
oh,
can.
You can.
Yes, you can add appliances
will it
on there.
Cover a chair?
Oh, our friend Hawk wants to know, would it cover a wheelchair that runs on electricity? Well,
no,
our talk box
equipment.
What?
Talk box equipment.
No, I don't see anything that covers wheelchairs. I'm sorry.
Well,
Damn it.
I was really mixed up there. I thought you said 95 cents. It's $30.95.
Oh, it's $30.95 for the ultimate protection
right.
plan.
Well, then I think it's much more reasonable for me to ask, can you keep the gift card and not charge me for the first month? Because that way you make almost $20 keeping the gift card.
$4,000.
Well, you have to realize, you know.
Is this going to be a no?
Normally, if someone comes out to your home to fix anything,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna get paid. You're gonna get charged some kind of service
right.
fee.
Yes.
Whether it's $65, whether it's $100.
Go on.
But with this plan, it's no service fee. And it's not a contract. It's actually month to month. You know, if you're not satisfied with it, you can cancel at any time.
Really?
What a deal.
What if you didn't know you had it and you paid for 2 years? Can I get a refund because someone else signed me up for it?
Excuse me?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Somebody else signed me up for it, and then after 2-3 years, I realized I had it, and I paid like almost a couple grand into it.
What?
And I didn't know I had it, so I got my furnace and paid outright for it. So I was wondering if I could get a refund.
Wow, that's...
I will have to speak to a manager about that, but I don't see why...
Did you get a gift card, Dirty?
Be able to.
No.
They must make so much money on people just going, a gift card, and just throwing it in a drawer
right.
and forgetting about it.
I don't think Trudy got the gift card either.
No, I did not.
Who signed up for this?
Well, that's a promotion that they're doing right now, because when I signed up for the plan, I didn't even receive a gift card.
Whoa.
And I'm actually mad about it.
Wow.
What?
I'm actually mad about it.
Well, you can keep mine. How's that?
No way.
Well, you do your job very well. I have to say, you're quite persuasive. You got me really worried about my winter appliances now.
Well, you should get some kind of coverage on it. If you don't do anything but cover your furnace and your water heater for $15.95 a month, let's get you enrolled in that plan.
No.
Sign them up.
Is that something I only pay for in the winter months, or do I have to pay for it in the summer months, too, in spring?
Well, you can, like I said, it's not
a contract.
Okay. Can I go off and on the plan so that I'm off the plan in the summer months and then I'm back in the plan in the winter when I'm most worried?
Yes, if that's what you choose to do.
Hmm. Okay.
I said it's not a contract.
It'll end up breaking when you're not on it, though.
Exactly.
That's true.
They'll surge your house.
There's so much to worry about that I hadn't thought about.
Power surge to your house.
No, they wouldn't do that.
What?
No, I know. It's crazy.
Can I get you enrolled in that core plan for $15.95 a month?
You know, I'm going to have to think about it. I was really calling on behalf of someone else, so I'm really not the decision maker. I probably should have told you that up front.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But you're really...
We can still get you enrolled. All I need is some verification for you.
Yeah, sign them up.
No, I think you're really good at what you do. I just want to tell you that.
Enrollment only takes about 30 seconds.
Oh, no problem.
Saleswoman.
You're not my compliments aren't helping me get out of this conversation.
She's good.
She's good, man.
No, I'll let you go on to the next one, but thank you very much for your time.
You have a wonderful day. Thanks for being a customer of DC Earns.
You too. You're really sweet.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's a hard sell, like a velvet glove.
Usually, yeah. I know.
She was good, though.
She's really good. Those people usually will not laugh in mid-pitch.
Oh, but those
pretty cool.
I've talked to those people before. They're always really nice, but they're very persuasive.
And she does not care that she's talking to four people and
a computer. And Hawk. Hawk didn't dissuade her at all. She's focused.
She answered Hawk's questions.
No.
should we call the Apple number? Because Apple doesn't call you to tell you're compromised, do they?
I don't think so, no.
I think we went through this because I believe they called me.
They called you.
They called me.
Not Microsoft? Because usually it's been Microsoft. Maybe they're switching it up a bit.
I bet that
how did this
sense.
Work? Because I asked Brandon. Didn't we discuss? No, they sent me a message and said, call this number. And we looked it up, and they said, Apple doesn't do things that way.
Yeah, they said Apple will never call you, ever.
Well, they didn't call me. They gave me a phone number to call them, and it turned out we called the number, and it was fake.
Okay. Let's try
I think that's what happened. You don't remember this conversation, Brandon?
I do remember it happening. I don't remember if it was Apple, if it was Windows.
Because my phone could be so compromised by now.
All right. We'll get this one.
Terribly compromised. Yeah. So she closed some windows.
How many do you have? How many apps
Welcome
do you have?
To Apple.
Hi.
Your call may be recorded for quality assurance.
All right.
I'm an automated system that can handle complete sentences.
Oh.
So tell me, how can I help you today?
Why did you call me?
Are you calling because you received an unsolicited call claiming to be from Apple?
You called me dickhead.
Yes.
I don't even have a fucking computer.
You can help Apple shut down this scam. When you received this suspicious call, were you given a phone number to call?
I don't have a computer, so I don't know.
Wait, so this is real?
See, I have a system on my computer.
No,
it's a non-linear digital software.
Please hold while I transfer you to the
and
next
and you can see
I get computers.
Who's that dude?
Thank you for contacting Apple Support. Please hold for an Apple advisor. Apple is happy to offer a choice of music while you wait. For classical, 2. For jazz, 3.
You can pick your music.
You
see, I'm totally
silence,
faked out. I believe I'm talking to Apple.
I want jazz.
This is Apple.
Can you play?
Oh, they defaulted you.
Tell them to butt plug his computer.
The email said that you could choose some cool music while you waited on hold.
Oh, you picked classical, Brandon?
I thought I picked jazz.
Why can't you pick any hip hop? That's racist.
I think
this is not jazz dip shit.
I know. I'm sorry.
I think they gain credibility by putting you on hold for a long time.
I think this is Apple.
Really?
No,
come on, really?
Have you ever called Apple support for anything? They're actually really, really good, and I think this sounds very familiar.
Okay. Well, maybe we should dump out then.
I don't have a computer, so I don't know.
You want to call Dennis from Blue Cross Blue Shield? Just kidding. I don't want to deal with
Dennis.
Ever. I mean, since we did two legit calls in a row.
Dennis is back to his regular department, isn't he?
I don't know. He's got that big meeting on Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Can't wait to see if he steps up to make a phone call.
Did you call?
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
If you called at the beginning of the show, would you get through at the end of the show? Or before?
I was on hold for 45, for a full Jackson.
Wow.
Someone
45 minutes.
It was Pat. Pat said that Trump mentioned that he could solve the meeting in a full Jackson. He said in 45
oh,
minutes.
With Schumer
last night.
And
but it's just funny that 45 minutes is a legitimate time period.
45 minutes.
Yeah. By the way, before I get into email,
said, bye-bye.
I want to mention that last night's presidential address, I thought the entire subject matter and analysis afterwards would be about Trump's breathing.
Yeah.
Because to me, it was like the wall. I mean, whether you want it or don't want it, it's like I'm concerned this president needs oxygen or something.
Why are you breathing so hard?
Or he's got awake apnea. something weird's going
wake
on.
Wake apnea. It was weird.
Wasn't his breathing bizarre?
Yeah.
I did notice that, but it got totally thrown under the rug as soon as Chuck and Nancy came because they looked like American Gothic.
Chuck Schumer, I could not see anything that she was saying because of Chuck Schumer focusing on him with the one eye bigger than the other. The glare.
It's weird.
And
calling
bizarre.
Each other leader and, I mean, isn't that really strange?
And sharing a podium?
Do you think they're doing it, those two?
Oh, you know what I thought of when I saw him?
Bad
I
body language.
Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh.
Oh, yeah, they
do. I'd like to see the two of you get it on.
Actually, I'm surprised Schumer and Pelosi didn't host the Golden Globes.
Oh, that would have been nice.
It would have been just as good or bad. Yeah. By the way, I saw a picture of Nancy Pelosi with JFK in 1962.
Oh,
and she looked pretty good.
Oh, do you think she...
I don't know. That's the first thing that came to my mind, though. So, she looks like he would want to nail her. Like, if he had a headache right then, they would have gone off to a closet or something.
Here's the picture, yeah.
And she would have put out. Wait, let me look.
Oh, yeah.
He's looking at her like, he get there.
She's pretty cute.
Is some strange.
There's, she had Kevin Spacey's brother to analyze the look on his face, because that's
if
what
if your president had a headache.
Good at, right?
Yeah, the smirk.
And there was only one thing that could cure it, and you could provide it. Would you provide it, Nancy?
Yes, Mr. President. What do you need?
I need some strange ass. And fortunately for me, I've never banged you before. Yeah, she looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow, she looks really... I like that picture.
Oh.
Oh, who's that?
Ooh, that's form-fitting.
That's Jennifer Lopez.
Oh.
How did she get in the middle of all that?
That's because
Pelosi's in the background of the photo.
But that's, you know, that's kind of a form-fitting dress.
She's
got a huge rack in this picture.
Yeah.
Wow, Pelosi's racking them up.
Right, she's got a Mondo rack.
This picture.
Gross.
Why is she in her underwear?
It's photoshopped.
Yeah.
Is there a picture of her, you know, maybe like 40 years ago, 30 years ago?
She has a daughter, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Does she have a granddaughter that's of age?
Is that her in a bikini?
I don't think so.
What?
She looks good there.
There's a lot of photoshops.
Did you get my email, Brandon? The guy, let's see, it was Dan that said, can somebody please tell me the date of the podcast where Player Dave originally aired? I'm trying to play that episode back, but I can't find it. Thanks in advance.
She's a goofus.
And then I said, you can thank me in advance all you want, but I'm not sure what the date is. I will thank Brandon in advance and forward to him and see if it works. I sent Brandon. Hey, Brandon, this dude's looking for Player Dave show, the original. Any clue?
Thanks
in advance if you can help him.
I'm looking at June 11th. That's the first time we tagged it, but it might be the second time we talked about it. So let me see.
Well, there's June 12th, too, so it must be June 11th.
Yeah, he was all over the show for a couple days.
What day of the week is June 11th? Because wouldn't it have been from a weekend viewing of...
Probably.
Likely.
Dateline or 2020?
There's all those... Channel 20 ones, which you can watch anytime.
That's true.
And let's see. Mark Keeler sends great email. Boy, I like these people that send links to stuff. And I go, wow, I didn't even know that yet. Yeah. And Mark sends a lot of stuff. Let's see. What? Oh! Someone's going to be straining to do some explaining. And it's about the 29-year-old woman who gave birth to a boy, sparking allegations of sexual abuse. She's been in a coma for 10 years.
That's messed up.
So, yeah. That's happened before.
They DNA tested every male that works there. Mm-hmm.
They did?
Yeah, but I gotta believe the dad is long gone!
I mean, what would prevent somebody from visiting her and being alone in the room and...
That's a good point.
Which is a hideously sick thought.
That's a good point. I don't know. Do they have to sign in or out or anything? I love that the head of the company is just like, all right, I'm out of here. I retire. I'm stepping down. Yeah. I'm not going to win any battles here.
Right.
Boy, that's unfortunate.
Poor kid.
Did you...
Who's your mom and dad?
I know.
Jeff Smith sent in the story from the Daily Beast about Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club train wreck thing.
Oh, the review?
Yes.
I thought that was a good review. That show was a train wreck. First of all, she's barely on it.
Right.
And when she is, it's all about, the important thing to me if you're working with me is the Lindsay Lohan brand. What would you describe as the Lindsay Lohan brand, which is hilarious to me that she keeps bringing it up.
Freckles.
Okay.
Narcissist.
Drinking.
Drunk.
Stealing jewelry, drinking, and driving into people.
Bisexual.
Sweatiest, stinkiest orange vagina. It smells like diarrhea.
That's the brand.
Combative relationships.
Yeah.
I mean, when somebody is constantly in a combative relationship with different people, isn't she sort of the centering
she's,
thing in all those?
Yeah, she is the common denominator in all that.
Amen.
That just seems like the most...
She's a total failure.
The most shallow, and I like how this review is like, it's really not about, it's not about anything, and...
She's basically a disaster.
They hire all these Americans who are bartending in Los Angeles.
One of them's from Detroit.
Oh, yeah, there was a female, cute. Wasn't it? Yeah, she was cute. All the girls
She had a great
cute.
Exchange with Lindsay.
What did they talk about?
Well, I mean, you know what? I'm going to queue it up, because it... It's a nice example of how stupid the show is, because it's when they were having the party, the employees are having the party, and Lindsay stops by.
It's all so, well, I watched The Bachelor for maybe the first time, too, the other night.
Oh, you did?
I did.
We haven't talked about that.
Oh, my God. That was so stupid. It is so, really, so stupid. You
know, but it's a good hate watch, isn't it?
I guess. I just feel
you know
terrible
what?
Because these bitches are walking around, and they're they all sort of have that same upwardly inflected, you know, playing on this guy's
vocal
virgin,
fry,
whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, did his wet spot get bigger with each chick?
They
that
did
came
not
out?
Pan down,
what?
So I wasn't sure.
Virgin.
I think you might like The Bachelorette better because it's 30 guys.
Punks.
I of course prefer The Bachelor, and he's a young bachelor, so the women were very young, and they're. It's so stupid that all of them would really be interested in him, but they all are. That's why I thought the name should have been changed to 30 Whores, because every one of them would put out for him. There's never been a girl that's turned down a bachelor, I don't think, for action.
And the Catherine thing was just really stupid and staged, you know.
Catherine, was she the DJ?
She was the one that kept... They had their one-on-ones on the little bench.
Oh, yeah, she kept interrupting.
And she came back four times. I'm like, that is so made up.
And I didn't think she was that pretty either.
No, she was icky. And,
you don't think it's possible that she's just a bitch?
I don't know. I guess.
Did he keep her in the end? Or did he let her go?
No, they let the sloth girl go.
The girl in the costume. Yeah, the costume. There's always a costume girl. And she usually makes it because, oh, you put on a costume. That's so cool.
Yeah.
But everyone has a shtick when they meet the bachelor now. And they're so dumb. And so many were based on him being a virgin, which got tiring.
I know. But yeah, you're right. It is a good hate watch.
But Lohan, the thing, there were a lot of things.
How does she even get on television?
There were a lot of things that were driving me crazy about this. One was in the show and also in the after show starring Lindsay.
I cannot believe there's an after show.
Yeah, with the most obsequious interviewer possibly ever. Oh, was he. It was just so annoying.
Is he somebody? Because
I don't know. He was acting like he was an old friend.
Yeah. And she mentioned, too, that she calls Oprah or texts Oprah all the time.
I'd like to know how often that really happens. She said she texts Al Pacino, too.
Bullshit. It's some guy. Used to be Al Pacino's phone 10 years ago.
Al Pacino doesn't even text. He's 80.
It's somebody who...
Every once in a while, she just gets a hoo-ah reply, like texted back to her.
Hoo-ah!
It's not him.
And some hoo-ah. Predatory individual is Oprah, too, for sure. The dude, too.
Where is this scene where she crashes the party? Did I go buy it like 8 times?
Nudity, right? I mean,
there's lots of butts. Pixelated.
Yeah, lots of
so many butts with butts.
I believe it's coming.
Great ass!
They opened the show with a long, maybe 20 minutes or so, and then the rest of the show were long commercial breaks and short segments. Ooh, Siesta Key coming back. There's another hit watch.
Hey, did you know they're bringing back Temptation Island?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody did tell me about that.
I cannot wait.
No, that's not the pool, is it?
I don't know. Is that Pat?
You should see.
Just heard
you should see drunk. That's it. Isn't that it right there?
Yeah.
Where they're at the pool?
Find the chick where. I can't find the girl from Detroit. Well, whatever.
How does she even get on television?
I don't know, Don. No idea.
The thing that was killing me in the post show and in the show, I think they was brought up too, is that. The reason I got back into the spotlight was because it's like, no, you didn't leave the spotlight by choice.
Yes.
The spotlight leaves you, and you wore out your welcome. I mean, you were when you were a train wreck, yeah, the spotlight wanted you, but then when you stop being a train wreck, the spotlight doesn't care for you anymore because you offer nothing. Yeah. Your singing sucked. Your acting was, you know, okay, but you're no longer insurable because you're such a nutcase.
Right.
So she couldn't get a role in a movie. I don't know. I assume her career is finished, isn't it, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Lindsay
Plus,
Lohan?
I think she kind of looks like she's rotting a little bit.
She looks horrible, I thought. So. I mean, horrible. What's going on there, Trudy? Because
I think it's disgraceful, and I think she should be ashamed of herself if you want to know the truth.
I couldn't figure out why she looks so bad. She's like 32 years old, isn't she?
She's super puffy. She's really puffy.
Her face?
Yeah. She must be on like steroids or something.
I'm not going to have that.
I wonder.
Here's the boss, Lindsay Lohan, talking with her employees.
I just moved back to Denver a year ago.
Pauses first, though.
She's cute, the girl from Detroit.
She is. The girls are all pretty cute, and the guys are good looking, but she crashed an employee party.
Yeah.
And they're acting like, they treat it like, this is the first time you're meeting your boss. Like, they were partying. They didn't know she was showing up. Yeah. Obviously, she's rarely in the show, so they rarely see her. They had no idea she was coming, and yet she acts like, you know, well, this is the first time I talk to you. You should be treating me in a certain way. And
you're going to say that to the boss's face?
Believe me, she would not be my first choice.
Boss that you're meeting for the first time, you don't want to share too much. You don't know what that relationship is like.
Okay, you're very good at making things about you, and I'm not going to have that.
Keep going.
Jules, where are you from?
I'm from Detroit originally. I just moved back to Denver a year ago. You know, I need to spread my wings and, you know, whatever, like, explore.
You're like Buddhist a little bit?
No.
You sound
a little
really?
Bit.
Spread my wings and fly, Lindsay, I'm going to fly.
Very religious.
I'm religious in the sense of meditation. I do it 3 times a day. This
Wait,
is my own
thought
personal
you were talking
religion.
To your employees.
And the space
That's
that I need her. To then function myself. I'm going to watch you really closely.
Okay.
Because you're so religious.
My family's very religious.
Oh, the story changes.
Oh,
wow, she's a tough
building
boss.
This brand, it's about the process.
Oh, the brand again.
When you want to present something and you want to be something, then you've got to just like work for it and then you show everyone.
Wow,
and
that
I
was
saw
deep.
That in your story.
Does it sound like she's been in the desert
really
yeah.
for
a month and without water?
She has. She lives in Dubai now.
Not let my rough upbringing stop me. She's gone through ups and downs and she's had a lot of hardships in her life and I really respect that.
Talking
I am
about.
Adopted. I'm like the middle
I think she's
child
got some very deep-seated problems.
Growing up, my mother, she struggled. I had to always work so hard for what I wanted. I
so does everyone.
Grass, I shoveled snow. I braided hair.
Me too.
So I feel like
okay.
coming to Atlanta and working at Mykonos, it really is just unbelievable. And I'm still, like, taking it all in.
I don't mean to, like, step on toes. I look
heads
very
up.
White. I'm black.
You don't look that white.
You don't look that white.
I'm really white.
You take a look at it, he's a slob.
You have, like, the perfect skin tone. I look like Chucky.
No one expects it from me because everything's in, like, the dumb blonde.
Yeah,
didn't
expect that, to be honest,
blonde.
Right.
With the blue hair.
With the blue hair. If you look at my arms, all blonde. I have blonde hair. I use a blonde shampoo.
Thank you for the proof.
Fascinating.
And her boobs are hanging out.
My family's from Greece. If you ever ask my parents, like, to describe me, they go, when Brent does something, it's 100. I had a really tough time in high school,
ooh.
Surprisingly, I was bullied really bad, where, like, I had to leave.
Oh, shut up!
Back
fuck
in
you.
High school, aww. I was just tall, lengthy, hadn't grown, I was awkward.
He
you
was
know,
very
I hadn't grown
obnoxious.
In my body yet. And then I got bullied really bad. I
well,
just took
I'd
it.
Bully you harder
up,
if I could
up.
Go back in
but
time.
Now, like, I want to be 100% honest, because people are either going to like me or they're going to hate me. There's
I
no
hate
in between.
You.
Yeah,
you know?
I hate you
and then
already.
I went to college, and I studied politics, so international politics, political science.
I studied
what
biology.
A dumb major.
Go home to mommy.
I'm listening.
Go home. Bye. Go home to
in
mommy.
Why is this Donald Trump's beach club?
Someone that you're
I'd rather watch
to.
That
what
show
both of you like
and Herbie
guy.
President.
If a man is more attracted to me, congratulations.
Oh, heads
someone
up.
Someone else, like someone else who's not me.
It's gonna get
I'm
ugly.
Gonna gas you up while you're doing it, and I want you to know.
Jesus. Jiggly.
But I'm not a jealous bitch.
Growing up in the spotlight has taught me to be a quick judge of character, and
she
I don't know
that
Gabby is here for the right reasons at this
get
point.
Get out of here.
What are your intentions of being here? What do you want to get out of this?
I have selfish intentions being here. I won't say
paycheck,
that I don't.
It's a job.
This is a great experience for me.
So you see this as a stepping stone for you to then do something else and build for you?
I would hope so.
This is not how you introduce yourself to your new boss. We're working
his name is Aristotle.
Lindsay. She
oh boy.
Doesn't like us, doesn't want us around. She can very easily make that happen.
Really?
I just feel like I don't have time for people making their own intentions on working with me and branding what my future is. And I agree with that. All I was saying is that
oh,
I think you have your own show, so you should focus on that.
No, I don't.
Not at all. I'm pretty sure you do.
I'm happy to be here to represent you. 100%.
Well, then don't wear a bra when you meet me for the first time.
Ooh, oh, 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 mic drop, mic drop.
People all the time take from me. And it's hard because I, it's a feeling.
What? King in the castle.
What, that could, shouldn't be a stepping stone? What, she should want to work at Lindsay Lohan Beach Club the rest of her life?
Yeah, absolutely.
The fuck is that?
God.
And by the way, she crashed their party. She wasn't wearing a bra to meet Lindsay Lohan. She didn't know she was going to meet Lindsay Lohan.
Wait a sec. You didn't tell me there was a trailer for Teen Mom 2's new season that features Barbara.
Didn't see it.
Did you see Barbara on there?
No.
How does she even get on television?
God, she looks... Trudy, what's happened to her? Why does she look so bad?
I mean, her nose almost looks like maybe she had a deviated septum.
Contact with me next Monday.
My kids will never know what it's like to be with my family.
The past is back.
Yes!
Maybe she needs to lose everything.
Oh, Barbara Lane on the law. Next Monday at
9 on. I hope you have fun living in the street with your boyfriend. Well, Janelle, I see you with Kiefer.
Kiefer! Barbara from Boston?
Well, they're from North Carolina, but isn't she originally from, like, the Pennsylvania, like, Philadelphia area?
It's not like a Pennsylvania.
Why do I know that?
Yeah, I know. Isn't it freaky?
Oh, God.
Well.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I couldn't believe Lindsay Lohan. She was on Stern this morning.
Was she?
She was. I was amazed.
Was she as interesting as she was when she was on Good Morning America?
No.
Less? Oh, wow.
I didn't hear too much. I find her so dreadfully boring and self-serving and so absolutely unaware of what anyone else might think.
It's bizarre that she goes, are you possibly part Buddhist? Because I am and I worship three times a day. Yeah. It's like,
You just met someone
a minute ago and you're telling them they might be a Buddhist.
Yeah, because the person said, I want to spread my wings. And that was all. As though that isn't said...
Well, remember that this is the girl...
Common parlance.
This is the girl that was trying to take two children away from their parents. And where was that?
Russia.
Yeah.
I find your belief system fascinating.
And she got punched and acted like she was a victim.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's wrong with her face.
Well, that's a good point.
By the way, talk about insipidly stupid TV.
Are you queuing up Kevin Hart, by the way?
Yeah.
Did you see the Hailey Bieber... show? Is that new or
Hailey Bieber?
I didn't know
show.
I did not see that.
She has a show.
Hailey Bieber,
no idea.
Hosts a show called Drop the Mic.
Oh Lord!
It's kind of like I don't know. You sing your version of a current song or something like that.
But it's got celebrities, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
it's
so does
like
the Masked
lip
Singer
sync battle in a way, and the Masked Singer. Yeah.
You're on at 12:30. I've built an empire. You're
what, Dr. Phil?
Yeah, Dr. Vampires. Phil. Now you're in everything. Imagine that luck. A dozen TV shows and all of them suck. I feel bad, so here's some therapy for free. Who hurt you, James? Oh, right. It was me.
That's the fastest he's ever talked.
Dr. Dre has helped more patients than you in his life. At least smoke weed every day is legitimate advice. You call me a troll as if your look is flawless. You're like a white Steve Harvey mixed with a walrus. It's been a real doctor. That question is silly. Got his PhD from Texas, so no, not really. I'm impressed by your show, but won't tell you it's great. I don't want you to get a big head. Whoops, too late.
Turn off that television, y'all!
My name is Hawk, I'm here to say those two celebrities are gay.
Hawk? Can't say that word.
Dr. Phil also has a podcast.
Sorry.
Oh, Christ.
What does anyone need a podcast for?
Will anyone listen to Dr. Phil's podcast?
He has a TV show. What does he need a podcast for?
If you listen, make sure you do it in 2x speed.
Right, so he can speed it up. So he talks like a regular person.
Who doesn't have a podcast at this point?
We need a TV show.
So,
hey, that's great.
Let's see.
Thank you for that.
Kevin Hart.
There were a couple other emails I wanted to mention before we get to Kevin Hart. Finally trying to end the Oscar hosting controversy. Mark J., who sends a lot of great stuff, sent me the Travolta picture that Travolta is now...
He's coming out of the closet as bald.
Yes.
Oh, hi,
gay.
Mark.
Shaved head.
Yeah.
Ryan sent me an email about the... And I forgot about this. I was debating mentioning this, but I'm really tired of Pete Davidson. there's sort of a feeling that he was cuddling up with, or he was cuddling up with Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah,
and
Brandon and I were very, very upset about this after the show. We were talking about it.
She's
hot and classy.
She's way hot. What is she, what would she be doing with that idiot?
Well, now she's
big
getting
dick
that,
energy. Yeah,
and by the way, he didn't want to be in this earth like 3 weeks ago. Why is he out hustling chicks and doing gigs?
He doesn't want to be on the earth, but he definitely wants to be in Kate Beckinsale. She's hot, man.
If you're depressed and you're thinking about dying, I mean, Kate Beckinsale could probably bring you out of that.
Well,
I'm not a doctor.
She would. She would certainly help. I just can't. Kate Beckinsale.
Thank you, Ryan, very much.
What is she in the hung jury? He supposedly got a big dick, and maybe she's a hung jury member, and she just won another big thing.
Hopefully, good for her.
I mean, that would be. I would accept that.
I mean, I wish she'd find a bigger.
Not much
penis.
Else.
I wish she'd find a bigger penis than his.
Well, yeah. Supposedly he's huge.
Maybe she likes big penises, but only if they're white.
That's one theory.
What a concept.
And by the way, the predictions about when he'd be back on social media. He's not back on social media, is he?
No.
So Drew's
lost. So I'm out.
Trudy's lost. Bentley lost. And
ooh,
then,
I'm coming up. 15.
Yes. You have 6 days, Mark. And mine is still... Mine is Valentine's Day, which I might be right on the money because he might come back on Valentine's Day with his new love, Kate.
I'm stunned that he's not on there, by the way. Ron emailed in to say that he's doing a reverse Bentley and that he has his father on his cell phone plan.
Oh, okay.
And his father's getting up there and doesn't really use the phone, but he doesn't want to hurt his feelings by taking him off the plan.
Good for you and your father.
That's kind of like a Mazaway deal. Does he take all his dad's data? They share like probably. Tom takes grandma's data.
That's but my dad.
He's paying for his dad's phone, though. I think that's the point. Is it's a reverse Bentley. So
that's a good term.
It's pretty rare, though. I just can't believe that happens very often.
Hi, Jim. Thank you.
Now there was another email that had to do with. Oh, Brian sent us a screenshot of the TMZ story.
Yeah,
that was on us having Randy Fowler on the show. And I'd read some of the comments because somebody had said, which one would you rather do? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
Yeah.
And later, as the conversation continued, there were a lot of comments on our little story. And somebody jumps in there, Big Dog, and says, he's correcting the story, saying, it's not Drew and Mike. They were years and years ago. It's now Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Yeah. I saw that.
Peace out. It's like, what?
Yeah, way to read the story, Big Dog.
What? Yeah. What, Big Dog doesn't know what a podcast is?
No.
I mean, I don't expect Big Dog to follow us, but because our names are in there, he believes that it had to be Dave and Chuck. That was a strange thing.
Yeah, they were wrong.
So,
do they interview people? Do they do call out?
I don't know.
They
do a lot of stuff. Honestly, I don't think they would ever have Randy Fowler on their show. I don't think that's their thing.
No.
I think everybody should have Randy Fowler on.
So, Tricky.
When's Stephen Chohan going to have him on?
Tricky comes in there responding to Bird Dog and says, it's Drew and Mike on their podcast. Dave and Chuck are bad. Bird Dog comes back and says, said it was out of Detroit. That's where I live, so I know. Beat it. What? What?
Hey, you cannot argue with that. If he lives here.
So then Patty comes in and says, it ain't all about you, sweetheart. And then Nicholas says, from Detroit, well, then you should know the Drew and Mike show is a podcast out of Detroit just for fun. You should Google it and listen to the interview. It's good.
And
Big Dog
it.
Will never do it because Big Dog is somehow
Big Dog is
an
really
industry
stuck.
Plant.
Is it Big Dog or Bird Dog? What's his name?
Big Dog in 1974.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, years ago, 2013, we were on WRIF.
Yeah, maybe it could be 1 or 15 to him.
That's true. Could well be. He sounds like he's younger, though, if he's 74.
Well, years and years is at least 4 years.
Years and years? I think that's more than 4, but oh well. Anyway, thanks to the people who are out there responding on our behalf.
The comments on that story were just hilarious,
oh,
though.
My God.
Every once in a while, someone would drop a drop in there, and so many people responded to drops. Not knowing them.
Yeah, thinking they were serious.
I know. Well, they got so mad about the...
rage.
Which one would you rather do? Yeah. Oh, did that bother people? Let's see. Let me find Carrie, because I wanted to mention her. Mm-hmm. She and her husband did a 3-night fish run over New Year's.
Hot.
At Madison Square Garden. It was the best 3 shows I've ever seen.
Fish is P-H.
Yes, P-H-I-S-H.
They're playing Bonnaroo, too.
It was the three best shows I've ever seen. Player Dave, period. I love that people are using Player Dave, period. Yeah. I think that should really catch on.
Period.
I rep the podcast, wore my Mike Clark bitch shirt on night two. Watched the New Year's gag. It was unreal. They started the New Year with a song they dropped in Vegas over Halloween.
Period.
They always cover an album on Halloween in its entirety, which I wrote her back and said, I'm aware they covered the White Album one Halloween. Someone sent me that.
You're the big stuffer?
This year, they claim to cover the obscure Scandinavian band Kasvat Vask. Within 24 hours of the show, fans had slewed out that Kasvat Vax didn't exist. It was just a big gag on the fans so they could release new material. Look it up. It was awesome. Just imagine being in a crowd with tens of thousands of fans hanging on every note of their music, played for 5 straight hours.
I thought Fish was done. Weren't they? Didn't they quit for a while?
They cannot be done because Carrie said it was the most intense, beautiful experience of my life. And I've given birth twice. Give Fish their due. New Year's Eve, Madison Square Garden.
Wow. Give them his due.
And she said her condolences on Mike. I think of him daily. That's just so sad. Yeah.
I was singing to Clark the other day because there's a new show coming out on Fox called The Passage. And it's based on this book. I think the guy's name is James Cronin who wrote it. But when that book was out, Clark and I were reading it at the same time, so we had our own little book club about it, which it's a fiction book. It's about a virus.
Chapter 1.
And virals, which have you ever known him and I to be reading a fiction book at the same time? And the thing that sticks out to me about it is every year after, he's like, when the fuck are they going to make this into a movie? They said they were going to make it into a movie. I've been researching it, and they haven't made it. He was very upset that it never got made into a movie because Ridley Scott owned the rights to it, and he was just so bummed out. And now it's actually going to be on TV, and it's
Chapter 2.
It's too late. Yeah, and it stars Mark Paul Gosselaar. I have a fear it's going to be. Book 1 was really good. Book 2 and 3 were meh. But
it's funny how Mike will.
Like, there's Mike. Yeah.
When someone says something like that, it's funny how he just absolutely, like, you said, they said.
Yes.
And he would frequently say, and because he was a sports fan later in life, he'd always go, the announcer said. Like,
yeah.
The announcer said it. It has to be true. It was a 2-minute penalty. It was a 5-minute penalty.
But he loved
the announcers are right.
He loved that book. Wow. And then Mark Paul Gosselaar is doing interviews for it now, and someone asked him when the last time he talked to a Screech was.
I saw that.
He hasn't talked to Screech in 25 years, Drew.
What?
Yeah.
Should we call Screech?
Yeah, Screech, boy, it sure seems it's easy to get in a scrap with Screech.
Should we call Dustin Diamond?
He's always so testy.
What else did Gosselaar say?
I'm looking for it. Gosser.
Couldn't Gosselaar, couldn't we get to him pretty easily?
No way, man. He's a big star.
He's hyping his show, though.
Yeah.
He'll talk.
Yeah, let me see. Where's the
He loves Detroit because doesn't he come here every year and suit up and do the race?
Oh, that's right. I like Mark Paul Gosselaar except for his
two names.
I got an email from David Jones, another person who sends lots of links and send these links. It really does a lot of there's so much going on. It is hard to not miss a story every now and again. There's just so many sources now, but it was a story from. Let's see, what site is this? Paste. SNL slotting Greta Van Fleet proves the show's musical direction is as tone deaf as ever. And I've decided Greta Van Fleet takes so much shit, they have to be good. Because you can't get that much crap if you're not good. Nobody cares about you if you're really not good.
Yeah.
But they, that Pitchfork review that was just so brutal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think they get a lot of ink. Because of the similarity with Led Zeppelin and all these people, how dare they? But why wouldn't they sound like a great power band? But they do their own thing now.
Yeah, they write new songs. Who isn't influenced by something?
Yeah.
And by the way, being influenced by Led Zeppelin, is that the worst thing?
No,
Ed Sheeran was influenced by
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye, clearly. Yeah.
Anyway, this writer just wants to point out that Greta Van Fleet are not rock and roll saviors. They're riding in on a wave of baby boomer nostalgia, not reinventing guitar music, which is why yesterday's news of their booking on SNL was so disappointing. SNL is not necessarily the best barometer for musical forecasting. No one is looking to SNL for the next best thing in music or even in comedy these days, but their decision to slot Greta Van Fleet still feels like a new low. It would seem the stalwart sketch show is capitalizing on the controversy, and in doing so, they're missing out on a great chance to highlight an original rock act. Progressive and Fleet are originally saved. Their songs exist in an entirely different dimension from Zeppelin's. We need them in order to What? Wait, by the way, why are they a baby
boomer? Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
If Greta Van Fleet was loved by baby boomers, they wouldn't be on Saturday Night Live. They wouldn't be selling out show after show after show. I mean, this band is doing great business.
Why does this person give a fuck?
I don't know. And honestly, Saturday Night Live, by the way, they have so many musical acts where I go, ugh, why would they have this? I have no idea what's going on musically on Saturday Night Live or what they're trying to do. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're trying to be hip. And I'm not hip, so I wouldn't expect them to connect with me very often. So, well, anyway.
Didn't SNL have that R. Kelly and Lady Gaga? Didn't they do a song on SNL?
Oh, did they?
I thought they did.
Yeah, Gaga's getting a lot of shit now. A lot of people are demanding she say something. And I want to wrap up with R. Kelly, but we should watch Kevin Hart on Good Morning America. So I thought it was really interesting. Kevin Hart telling the world to just fuck off about this apology thing. I'm done with it. And he doesn't, it seems to me, he doesn't give a shit if he ever hosts the Oscars. He's not going to host it this time. But listen to...
A little background, too, because when we were talking about this before the show, I said, well, what, is he promoting something? Why is he just on, there to say, I'm done with this?
Pretty much.
He does have that movie coming out with Bryan Cranston, where Bryan Cranston plays...
Why he plays the disabled guy?
Exactly, so they're both getting shit.
Dare he associate with Bryan Cranston?
Which just plugs the movie even more. So that's why he's on here, but they made it two segments because the first segment's going to be all about the whole Oscar thing. With Strahan, by the way.
A little bit, but first, we're going to talk about the Oscars controversy. He stepped down from hosting the show when past homophobic tweets and jokes resurfaced. He's been in the news ever since, and something he recently addressed.
We feed in the internet trolls and we reward them. I'm not going to do it, man. I'm going to be me. I'm going to stay on my ground. Regardless, Academy, I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. If it goes away, no harm, no foul.
And after those initial comments, he then tweeted an apology. But the controversy was back in the headlines after he appeared on Ellen last week, leading to backlash and questions surrounding the apology. So on Monday, Kevin addressed the issue on his Sirius XM radio show, Straight From Heart.
That's how smooth Strahan is now.
Once again.
I'm serious.
Kevin Hart.
That was pretty smooth for him.
Apologizes for his remarks that hurt.
Third person.
Members of the LGBTQ community, I apologize. Oh. I'm now moving on from this because I'm just hoping that the apology is accepted.
And Kevin, thank you for being here.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate you
being here, man. And you apologize. You said you were sorry, but there are a lot of people who've taken an issue to the way that you've apologized. Mm-hmm. So what do you say to that?
I say I'm done with it. It gets no more energy for me. That's why I said... For the last time, I'm addressing this. There's no more conversation about it. I'm literally over that. I'm over the moment, and I'm about today. So if it's accepted, great. If it's not, it's nothing I can control. Some things are left out of your hands. So I'm done with it. I'm over it. That's where I personally am.
And then you said on Saturday, you said, I'm evolving.
Mm-hmm.
You're changing. So what did you believe then that you don't believe now? How have you evolved?
I have explained how I evolved, which makes me say I'm over it. I'm not saying how I've changed anymore. I'm not saying what I've done and what the new me is. I'm not giving no more explanation of who I am. I've done it. I've done it several times. I've tweeted it. I've talked
Lemon
about
can't
it
when find
I was on
it.
Ellen. I said it on my radio show. I'm just done. So you have to come to a point where you know that you've given all that you possibly can. And if that's received, then great. Then it means we've achieved something. If it's not, it's nothing I can do. So I do this now.
And we're always learning, Kevin. And we're always learning. And I know, but a lot of people don't take light to the situation.
Okay.
And I know that you've apologized and you've put it out there, mm-hmm. and people haven't accepted certain ways that you've apologized. Mm-hmm. But do you have an understanding for the LGBTQ community, how the youth out there may feel about this, how this may have affected them as well? Because there is a big picture to all of this.
I have an understanding that I've addressed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said everything that I can possibly say, so I'm over it.
So there's really nothing more next. That you want to say. You've done it on the radio, you Instagram, you tweeted.
3 minutes ago, I thought we were done with this.
You will not hear me say anything else about it. You're not going to ever hear me say anything else about it. I've done all that I can do. So that was done within hopes that people can hear and understand mm-hmm. how heartfelt and authentic it was. If you didn't, then I don't know what to tell you or do. I don't know what you're looking for. So I'm over it.
So not to put words in your mouth, you're trying to say that
you
apologized and people should accept the way in which you've done it.
Even if it's not the way that they
would like.
Here's what I'm trying to say.
I'm over it.
I'm over it. that's what I'm trying to say. I'm done with it. I'm talking about today. I'm talking about me today and the energy that I have and what I can do on a daily basis. I put out good energy. I inspire. I motivate. I'm a good person. I love to love. If you don't see that, then that means that it's a problem with you. Mm-hmm. If you can't realize that, then that means it's you. I have nothing else to prove or do. Nothing else.
Well, let's talk about something you can do today.
Talk to me.
If your father out there, uh-huh. and I'm talking about any father, it's mm-hmm. not a black well, father, or any father mm-hmm. whose kid may be gay. You mm-hmm. have a son that is gay. Mm-hmm. What do you say to your son? What do you say to other kids
I'm
out
over
there?
It.
Any
all
message right. for kids out there in the thing. Midst of all
Here's
of this?
What Here's what you say. Are you a monster, Mike?
No.
No. All right. People see you on this show every day. It's safe to say that you got good energy. It's safe to say that you're a loving person. Yeah. Why would I assume anything different? Why would I ever assume anything different? Why do you have to prove that
What's
you are
you
a
gay?
Loving individual? You know who you are. People closer to you know who you are. You shouldn't have to prove that. You shouldn't have to justify that. That's the position I'm in. I shouldn't have to prove who I am. I shouldn't
but
have to prove the level of love
in 2011.
That I'm capable of giving.
If he should have brought up Strahan's abuse allegations.
He didn't even answer the question, though, right?
No.
Oh, Kevin Hart?
Yeah, the question is, if you're a father, you know, what do you say? Blah, 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 which...
Well, how is he qualified to answer that question, really?
Well, everybody should answer it the same way.
A man can touch another penis or even kiss one very lightly, and it still doesn't necessarily mean he's a homosexual.
If Hart is that much of a monster that he wouldn't love somebody because of their choice in life, then all power to him. Feel and choose to think how you think. I'm not addressing it. I'm not over-delivering and over-proving myself.
You're
because
homo,
no matter what
you're
you do, it may still not be received. And you'll find yourself in a position where you go, well, what else do you want? You want blood? What do you want? You want my arms?
But I think that a lot of people say, well, you don't have to prove. You put out great energy. Mm-hmm. I mean, and nobody can deny that. You put out great energy. You make everyone laugh. You make everyone enjoy every room that you walk
sure
into.
Do.
But
Low
once these comments are out
person.
There in the public, on Twitter, wherever they may be, then there are people who feel like, well, you have to address it. You have to show
he
that
did.
You're not what you say you were back then and that your mm-hmm. beliefs are not the same.
You're going to take my testicles
so,
and make earrings
you
out
can
of them?
Say someone
people.
Puts out great energy, but maybe their comments or something and this has not been put out there
well,
in this way about them, so they don't have to
that,
prove in a way in which people expect
with.
For you to do.
Here's what I was saying.
He's done with it.
If there wasn't comment number one that addressed it, mm-hmm. I would totally get it. If I didn't say that I addressed it way back then in 2008, 2009, then I would get it, but I know I did. Then I readdressed it again. Then I went on Ellen and did what I thought was addressing it.
Well, were you surprised that the backlash that Ellen received from it
shows me that there is no ending to it.
Yeah.
If you
yep.
keep feeding this energy,
yep.
then it's going to grow. You're not getting no more of my energy from it. I'm not giving no more because it showed that it's endless.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not shutting down the questions. I hear everything you're saying, but I want everybody to know I'm done with it. It's a choice that I personally made to say I'm not addressing it anymore. And that's not from an angry place. It's just from a place of
it's a little angry.
It's
there.
Never going to really end.
Oh, I'm done with that part.
So if people choose to continue to let it grow, then do what you got to do.
And one thing I know you hear my questions.
I hear
one thing I know you do is you hear my questions. And I have one final question for you.
I'm doing a very good job of doing this.
You're dodging me.
Go ahead.
I'm used to catching people by the way.
Go ahead.
But with all this being said and all this controversy and all the ways you've addressed it.
Yeah.
Is there hope that you would host the Oscars this year?
No. I'm not.
Absolutely
not.
Yes, I'm not hosting the Oscars this year. And it has nothing to do with...
In the future.
it's hard to predict what can happen. And I don't want people to think that there's a thing between me and the Academy, because there isn't. The Academy, they're amazing people. The offer was made. It was received. I was excited. Things happened. It didn't work out the way that it should have. Right now, from a time perspective, I don't have the time.
Right.
You know, you're talking about 2 weeks that I don't really have to
prepare. My God, my energy is
Your money's
absolutely...
on the dresser, baby. I'm done with you.
It's completely tapped out by that.
Right. You know, when he said, Mike, you're a loving person, and that whole thing, I wasn't really thinking about the fact that Michael Strahan was accused of assaulting a female.
Uh-huh.
But he was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know why at that point. I would almost think that would have clicked. Well, it's Michael Strahan, so I don't, you know, maybe he didn't click in that way. But I don't understand the need to just keep hammering this guy. I thought it was very clear the first time he said it that he, and I completely understand what he's saying, too, is that there are people who will never stop giving energy to this.
Yeah.
So to keep talking about it is just you make it bigger and bigger and bigger. Is there any point to saying anything
more?
Let's
move on. No. Why does this thing, this cycle, have longer life than most things? It's
because
dumb.
It's Kevin Hart, I guess. He's very big. He's very popular. He's got a great career.
Well, also because the Oscars hasn't found a host yet. And Ellen really brought it back to life. Thanks, Ellen.
Yeah, I did not understand. I think Ellen was trying to do the right thing by saying, hey, look, we can't get... People have to be able to apologize for things and just let them go, for crying out loud.
A lesbian?
I can see this guy being asked about this for the next 20 years.
Probably.
The time he was going to host the Oscars, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if some of that is somebody who really hates Kevin Hart and is just going to continue to try to,
John
Lemon,
bait the hook, put it out there,
whatever,
which way, and the same with some of these other things.
I do.
Unless you've really been,
That's what I mean.
Unless you're Spacey.
Isn't he really talking about trolls, people that just want
to
stir up shit? Yeah. Isn't that really all this is? Mm-hmm.
And if you've got one person that really, truly hates you and can start something, that there are going to be a ton of people who will pile on, and it's like a runaway train. Yeah, he's right to say, forget it.
Runaway train.
Never coming
back. it was, this thing was given fresh air because Ellen tried to say, hey, man, I like you. You're good, and it's over. You should host the Oscars. And then Don Lemon has to come out and say, no, I couldn't find his apology anywhere. I don't know what... Don Lemon is not a troll. He's a CNN host. I don't know. Why
exactly.
Did Don Lemon have to... What
because
the fuck
Don Lemon,
was that?
He needs stuff to talk about on his show, doesn't he?
I
guess so.
There's shit for him to talk
There's
about.
There's a lot of shit for him to talk about, but this is one of those things that has...
It means a lot to him as a...
It ignites
black,
very quickly
male.
And easily. Yeah. Maybe. Stop.
Oh, boy.
How many of his audience members are black gay men, though, really care?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how Don Lemon does, or if he needs audience. Maybe he does.
Well, no, but they're 24/7 news cycle on cable, so they always have to scrap for stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Don Lemon, squeezy, keep it easy.
Yeah, but he has 1 hour.
True, but he's got a differentiated show from some other CNN show, from Anderson or.
That's interesting. They have two gay hosts at night.
Yes,
Anderson and Don Lemon.
I don't see sexuality.
Not very inclusive.
That's true. What did you say today that wasn't inclusive?
Well, I was getting into the Ed Buck story, which, this story is offering a lot both inside the story and outside the story to me, because Ed Buck, is that his name?
Yeah.
He's a Democratic donor. He's a big donor, and I'm picturing this big shot guy who's had two black people die in his apartment in the last 18 months. And there were all these people protesting, and they were yelling at his neighbors, and there was quite a racket, and the feeling was that he's injecting people with drugs, and they're overdosing, and it's his fault, and two people is too many, and no one cares because they're both black guys. And so I was just saying, if one of the overdose victims had been a white person, because he was more inclusive in people that were dying in his apartment, in this disturbing trend, as they put it, would that make it better? Would that make people less likely to protest?
Mm.
He's an inclusive injector of drugs. Yeah. And I thought that the idea that he was injecting people with drugs was really strange. But, maybe it's not so strange. I don't know. There's a story in the Daily Mail today.
I like that you're like, what's wrong with this shitty apartment, too? A donor
exactly.
should have more.
And I, that was my serious as you shall have thought was they were showing the protesters at this building. I'm like, that can't be Ed Buck's building. He's a giant donor. That looks like a shitty apartment.
I don't think it is his building. I think that's his sex injection place. Because he's in Hollywood. He probably just picks up the dudes there, takes him to this shitty apartment.
He doesn't want people dying in his house.
Yeah, and then once he sobers up, he drives off into, I don't know, the valley or whatever they expend, the beach where his real house is. What does he do? Why does he have so much money?
I don't know. I was wondering if he maybe didn't have so much money. Maybe he just talks other people into giving money because he's got this shitty apartment. but this story is just weird. A man is told how he narrowly escaped death when Hillary Clinton donor Edward Buck injected him with crystal meth at his sex toy filled apartment. At his sex toy filled apartment. What does a sex toy filled apartment look like?
I don't know, just
just dildos and cock rings all over.
It looks like who was it that had dildos in their drawers? Their dad? Tiger Woods. It's like Tiger Woods' dad's place.
Oh, boy, that was weird.
Hey, do you remember the Meacham Watchdog Committee when you were in Arizona? Evan Meacham?
Evan Meacham. Yeah, he was really against King Day, so he
Do you remember the Meacham Watchdog Committee?
Yeah, vaguely. Wasn't
he
Ed
founded
Buck
it.
Part of that?
He
yeah.
founded it, yeah.
Jeremy Gagnon told Daily Mail how Buck paid to fly him from Minneapolis to Los Angeles, drugged him with a substance dissolved in Gatorade, then injected him with crystal meth at his West Hollywood apartment. Gagnon shared pictures which show Buck wearing white long johns, crouched over him on a mattress of a pull-out bed during one of their nights together, as well as the toolbox of sex toys he produced during their encounter.
An actual toolbox?
How cool is that?
Very organized.
Yeah.
Right, have screwdrivers. He has dildos of...
butt plugs.
And yeah, everything. The whole shebang.
Anal beads.
Buck is under investigation for the death of a black man in his 50s at his apartment in the early hours of Monday morning in a second investigation. Does this guy ever inject white people?
No, it's not his fetish. Black people? He's very particular about his fetish.
And then the other guy, 18 months ago, what is a weird picture of him? They do have pictures of him in white long johns. What the fuck is that? Whew. Did you see these Daily Mail pictures?
I did not. Oh.
That's his I'm going to inject you outfit.
Oh, is that what it
Don't
looks like?
Don't you know you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day?
Is that look, that's from the point of view.
Yeah,
of the,
I guess so. Of the person being injected in poo food.
He was the Grand Marshal of the 1989 International Gay Rodeo.
He's Ooh. Also from Steubenville.
Look at this POS apartment, Trudy. It's a mattress pulled out of a couch on the floor. Gross!
Ew. God.
What's wrong with this guy? Buck offered him $200 to spend the evening with him in his apartment. Gannon said the mirrors were about 7 feet high and appeared to be suspended on ropes, so they tilted forward over the bed.
Hot.
Ugh.
The fuck? Nice. This guy's kinks are more fucked up than anything. Buck's attorney declined to comment. Oh, his attorney's been saying, though, he helps a lot of his friends, and he has some friends who have some serious problems. Hmm. Like, he's a good guy, but he just can't save these people. I mean, there could have been 20 people that died, but he helped
the
other 18.
Yeah.
Well, I think he probably helps people because he thinks somehow they'll
Everyone just
go
wants
to his West L.A. apartment.
They just want to focus on the negative.
This guy said, I'd done sex for money other times, but I don't make it
Done sex.
The first day we met, I met him at his house. There's a gate at the main entrance. He buzzed me up. He's on the second floor. When I walked, boy, he must have really been an exclusive company. He got to go to the house instead of the dumpy apartment.
Yeah.
When I walked in, it was dim lights, a mattress in the middle of the floor. What? Three mirrors surrounding the mattress and a flat screen TV mounted on the wall. So the mirrors were about 7 feet high, appeared to be suspended. It was just like weird. Anywhere you look in the room, you'll see yourself in the mirror. What mostly caught my attention was the windows. They were covered in fabric. You couldn't see out of them, and nobody can see in. Well, I wouldn't want to see in there. Holy shit. Yeah, this red black toolbox with all type of fetish toys like cock rings, sex toys. He also has needles inside his drawer. What? There's a picture of the toolbox.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my God. Oh. How weird.
Let me see.
How bizarre is that?
Can we post that?
Sure.
Yeah,
I don't know. There's a lot of dildos.
There are a bunch of butt plugs. Come on, mix it up a little bit.
Look like
Buck.
They're see-through dildos too. Isn't
yeah,
that kind of
yeah.
weird.
Why do you want a see-through dildo? What's the point of that?
I don't know.
He's got one of those Craftsman rolling toolboxes.
I know. Thanks, Craftsman.
Weird. I take it that's a C-ring right there.
Oh, ew. What else is in there, Drew?
It's like it's pretty populated with dildos to me.
Yeah, lots.
It has stuff I don't know how to identify, which tells me it's pretty creepy.
Yeah, it's probably going in something or on something.
Gannon said he had a couple drinks.
I bet it's filled to the brim with dildos.
It is.
You like my vibrator?
He had a couple drinks and chatted with Buck. He knew my situation. We discussed my lifestyle, what I was going through, how long I've been using crystal meth. He was a good person when I first met him. He was cool. He was calm, collected. The apartment looked like a club scene or something. It does not. It looks like a dump. What kind of clubs is this guy hanging out at? We just sat at the table trying to get to know each other and the fetishes that he likes. He likes the bulge in your pants.
Ah.
He likes you to wear cock rings and pocket P blank blank blank.
Pocket pussy.
Pocket pussy.
Man. He's fixated on it's pocket pussy.
It's basically a fleshlight.
Yeah, but miniature version.
I love that you don't know that, Drew.
That's really weird.
He knows it. He's got one.
Yeah. He's fixated on pictures.
He's being coy.
What are anal beads?
What are these cock rings?
He's fixated on pictures and looking at you. He says, two men fucking each other. Faggots do that.
What?
Wait, what? Two men fucking each other. Faggots do that.
He can use that word.
What does that mean? He's fixated on pictures and looking at you. He says, two men fucking each other. Faggots do that. What is that? What he does when he's in... inside the dude.
Oh.
Two men fucking each other. Faggots do that. Yeah. Made you touch your look.
Again.
But he doesn't. Oh, he doesn't do penetration. Okay, so that would not happen the way I just described. But a dude could be blowing him and he'd be going, two men fucking each other. Faggots do that. He gave me a little oral and I gave him a little oral. A little oral? What's with the little oral? I thought he's paying this guy.
Why are those so veiny, Trudy? This is weird.
Yes.
More oral or foreplay dressing you up and you being a sex slave. He had a certain way of hoo-ah.
Then he started coming on to me.
A certain way of what you had to wear in his house to play in his game.
God, he is so specific about his fetish.
When get on first, your knees and get on it.
When you first come into the house, you take your clothes off. I want you to put on this. This is what entertains me. I had no problem with it. He gave me some Tommy Hilfiger tighty whities, a muscle t-shirt, and some long johns.
Hot.
What the fuck? So this guy weird. Needs work on his fetishes, in my opinion. White knee-high socks. The underwear was laid around the bed. Everything's all folded up nice and neat. Oh, sounds like he likes the outfit. Said during his first meeting he smoked crystal meth. We smoked together. We passed the bowl back and forth. And he was like, I've been smoking all day. Go ahead and enjoy. You know what he said after that?
What? Oh, two men.
Two men fucking each other. Faggots do that. Between hits.
They wanted to go down on me.
Let's see. In case he drops
you know back. How the subject with guys.
Go ahead and enjoy. There's pipes everywhere. There's baggies, straws. Said Buck was open about the fact he's having dates with multiple men, young, black, handsome, and well-endowed. He's quite open about being very generous to the black community. I'm his type, and pretty much half of the black community is type. Vulnerable, depressed. If you're in a depressive state, that's the energy that feeds him.
What?
Gannon says he stayed for around 4 or 5 hours on the first date. Hot. After the first time, I was like, well, that was kind of easy. I think I can do that again. I felt comfortable enough to come back. A few days later, left L.A., moved to Dallas, spent time with his brother. You know, his brother. Dying from cancer. Jeez. Probably in Dallas 2 or 3 weeks before Ed Buck offered to pay my ticket back to California for a weekend. He said he took Buck up on the offer, but this time when he came over, Buck wanted to inject him with a syringe of crystal meth known among drug users as pointing. What's pointing? I'm so naive. I've seriously never
heard that. Wait, say that again?
Ed Buck knows so many terms I don't know. Pointing.
I have no idea. Let's look it up.
It's wanted to inject him with a syringe of crystal meth known among drug users as pointing. Said before meeting Buck, he never injected crystal meth. This time, he introduced the point. He asked me if it was my first...
It's just the kneel?
It was the first thing he said. I allowed him because it was my first time trying it. He has this big black old school flashlight. Is it really old school?
Uh-oh.
It unscrews and there's a whole bunch of drugs in there. He says he saw a little bag in the small amount of what he believed to be crystal meth, another bag with a lot of crystal meth. He said he didn't see any other drugs besides Viagra.
What about the Cialis?
He always told me, in my house, I'm the only person who can administrate.
It gives you a boner.
He only smoked.
What about that black dude that had all that Cialis?
He'd make a needle to inject himself, but he would inject me first. I never saw him inject himself in front of me. These are his drugs, his needles.
Party foul.
He's supposed to go first?
Yeah.
Buck injected the crystal meth into the vein on his arm. He reacted badly to the drugs and became aggressive. It hit me. My body went into tingling. My mouth went to jittery. I got so high I was enraged. I cussed him out and made a big scene, and he pretty much put me out. I changed back into my clothes. He paid me $250, and I left. Wow, that's weird.
Okay.
Weird.
So that was like weird.
So there was no one outraged.
Else in the apartment during that meeting, but there was a knock on the door. He said Buck cracked open the door and spoke to a man through it. Before leaving the apartment, Gannon took pictures and secretly filmed Buck on his phone, asking him on camera about crystal meth. Buck refused to answer and asked if Gannon was filming him. Oh, so do we really believe Gannon? He secretly films Ed Buck. Two men stayed in touch. 4 months later, Buck offered again to pay Gannon to come over. He said this time the atmosphere was tense. I'd say it for the last time. Guess Gannon had a huge dick. Right him back after he filmed him. Over the summer, Gannon had learned about the death of Gemmell Moore. Buck was investigated. The investigation was closed. Gemmell said I had called him and said, so, did you kill the boy? Nonchalant. He changed the subject. He wouldn't answer anything about Gemmell Moore. The third time I met Buck, I was stupid and dumb and wanted to go back for more. I wanted to get him to admit that he had something to do with Gemmell Moore's death.
Oh, yeah.
Went back for more trouble and fell back into his shit.
By all means.
He's going through my drug abuse. I needed the money, so I met him again. When you're in that situation, you do anything. I wasn't thinking about it's hurting me, it's killing me. I was thinking, I need this money, I need this food, I need a place to sleep. And then he was too jittery when he went there. He was determined to finish something. I don't know what he's determined to do. Weird. Then he offered him a drink of Gatorade. When he drank again, he said he began to feel as if he was drugged and suspects drink contained GHB. We did the usual. I changed into his clothes.
Gatorade.
I guess the clothes are neatly folded, of course. He didn't say that, but
Gatorade.
I'm adding it.
Is it in you?
I drank most of the Gatorade. Then with a few minutes, I felt woozy. I didn't feel like my normal self. Holy shit, this is fucking weird.
Gatorade, is it in you?
I know, it's so weird that you have to believe this guy, because who would make something up so bizarre?
Pretty weird shit. Two men fucking each other. Faggots do that.
What?
What's that all about?
What's any of it all about?
Stock line.
Whoa.
It must have worked before. Do you want to call one of his neighbors?
Sure.
She spilled. It's do you know who Sidney Tepper is? Sid Tepper? Does that in the world of rock and roll mean anything to you?
Sid Tepper?
Yeah, I guess he worked with Elvis.
I don't think so.
This is his daughter that apparently is in the apartment next door.
Sid Tepper worked with Roy C. Bennett.
Who the fuck is that?
Spawned several hits for Elvis Presley. Didn't. Yeah, he and Bennett published over 300 songs. So.
Sid Bennett lives next to Gannon?
Sid,
I don't know, his
Tepper.
Daughter.
Oh, okay.
Wrote for Tony Bennett, Rosemary Clooney, Peggy Lee, Frank Sinatra,
boring.
Sarah Vaughan, Dean Martin,
long dead,
and many, many more. He died in 2015 at the age of 96.
Wow, he does.
Well, if they live
a lot
next door, if Sid Tepper, did you say?
Sid Tepper.
Yes, his daughter lived next door.
Top.
What's the daughter's name?
Yeah, do the top one first. Boy, hang on one second.
Never heard of any of these.
She's
movies.
Obviously
Jacqueline.
Heard. Jacqueline's obviously heard. Two men's fucking each other.
Yeah, but it was always.
Faggots do that.
It's always through the wall.
And a pillow.
Yeah, probably.
Why does he say that?
Because it worked once.
Jacqueline may have been yelled at by protesters, by the way.
Yeah. Well, now she's spilling to the Daily Mail.
What's she popping off about?
Let me go back.
She's saying
I think
two men fucking each other. Faggots do that.
No, the one who
Ed Buck.
The guy who died at his house didn't look messed up.
Hello.
Hi, is Jacqueline there?
Who's calling?
It's the Drew and Mike show. We were calling for hopefully some comment about Ed Buck. We read the story in Daily Mail.
Okay. From what show?
The Drew and Mike show.
Okay. I mean, I don't.
Have you lived there?
I don't have much more to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jacqueline, would she just see you? Was that a
no, she said she didn't have much more to say than the day. We were interested, though, that the protesters outside are, you know, blaming the neighbors, which is a little ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, and certainly one of the protesters in the crowd was the brother of the first, young man that was killed. Mm-hmm. So I understand, the heated emotions. I really do.
But
I understand that, I guess.
I don't understand. Why would you be yelling at the neighbors, though? That seemed very weird.
Well, you know, what they were trying to say was that after what happened the first time, that the neighbors, myself included, because I mean, I live in a nearby building, so they're really saying this to me too, is that we should be shouting at any young black male that's entering the building not to go in.
Like, to police the matter? I mean, that's not in your hands, right?
Not your job.
No. Of course. I mean, you know, the neighbors were screaming, and I know everyone who lives in the building, and I know we've all been dealing with Buck living in a building and in our neighborhood where we would rather him not live there. There's drug dealers that go in and out. There's young black, you know, boys going in and out. Do you think anybody, you know, wants that in their building? I mean, it's all nefarious. It's not because they're black men going in the building, but because they're going to visit a creepy older white guy.
Is this a really nice? I mean, we don't know that area. Is that a really nice area? A nice building or
West Hollywood? It's West Hollywood's a great area. It's kind of like the Village in New York.
Okay.
It's Beverly Hills. Where are you calling from, by the way?
Detroit.
Got it. Okay.
It's a hip, nice place.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I always describe it as like the Village in New York, because it is a gay, you know, it is a predominantly gay neighborhood.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of artists and professionals, and, you know, it's Beverly Hills adjacent. Mm-hmm. We are right off Sunset Boulevard. I'm sure you've heard of, you know, the famous Sunset Boulevard. So, yeah, it's a great neighborhood. That particular building is actually not a nice building. You saw pictures of it. It's kind of, you know, run down looking in the front. But
So this is all known by neighbors that this creepy activity is going on in this apartment. This first person dies, and the neighbors, was there pressure from the building itself to throw this guy out, or this just goes on in a vacuum?
No. I mean, listen, it's very, very hard to evict somebody from a building. Definitely in West Hollywood. I don't know about other cities, but you can't just evict somebody. It's very difficult. It's a difficult process. So, you know, from what I understand, the manager of the building, they've actually had a lawyer working on trying to evict him. You know, but it's hard. It's hard. You can't just evict somebody.
It just sounded like there was a lot of drug activity going on there. And as you mentioned, some nefarious-looking activity. And it just seemed that maybe they would lean on that or someone, especially with the death of a young person, you would think.
The problem is this, and I told this to the L.A. Times yesterday. You know, when the people that were, you know, at the rally were kind of yelling at the people that lived in the building, that they used the word complicit, you know, that you guys are, you know, you got, which is really, you know, that's terrible. And it's a double-edged sword, right? You know, we see on the news every night these people that get, when they are, they're racist, these white women or whoever who you know, call the police on a black person because he's...
Permit Patty.
You know, right, thank you. I was trying to think
barbecue
about that.
Barbecue Becky.
Right.
Barbecue Becky.
Mm-hmm. Right, Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty. Should I be, what would they name me? Jerky Jackie or whatever? for calling
the police
to say... We
have to put you someplace
first. Yeah, I mean, for calling the police to say, you know, there's a young black man buzzing in my building next door.
Yeah, at 12:15 in the morning.
Because guess what? I mean, that's not illegal.
And you said he wasn't drunk, he wasn't inebriated or anything.
No,
so why would
you
ever think it's odd? Yeah,
I didn't know, and I know none of us knew as neighbors, that there's been an ongoing investigation after the first death. I wish that I knew what they talked about at that rally. I wish I knew that there were multiple hundreds of young black, you know, transient boys and escorts that were documenting their experience in Buck's apartment. Okay? Had I known that, trust me, I would have yelled at any black man I saw going into the building, "Don't go in!" But, you know what I mean?
Yeah, who wouldn't?
I wouldn't care that I would look like an idiot or, you know. But
it just seems a little.
I didn't know that.
It just seems ludicrous to count on neighbors to fix something like that. I mean, it seems there should be a better way than suggesting that neighbors are somehow complicit in something like this. But that's beside the point. How many people are there protesting? Because honestly, here in Detroit, you know, I wake up, I see that story. I didn't know much about it. And I thought, wow, I'm amazed that it seemed like a large group. Were there a lot of people protesting?
I don't know. Maybe there were like maybe 300 or so people there.
That's a lot.
I mean, you know, the streets were lined with, you know, news trucks, and, you know, they had said they're going to be back, you know, every night, and they are coming back. And by the way, I'm glad. I hope they do.
And is Ed Buck in his apartment with the windows blacked out?
He is. Wow.
Well, they're not blacked out. They're covered, you know, pretty much covered with paper. But yes, he's in his apartment.
Did you happen to read, because your story wasn't the Daily Mail, did you happen to read the story in the Daily Mail that is a 28-year-old brother of the one that died, I believe, wasn't it? Was it the brother of him? And he had taken pictures inside this apartment, and man, it seems like that would be, there was a toolbox full of sex toys and C-rings, and it was like, oh my God, it was frightening.
I did read that. And here, you know, the truth of the matter is,
how about that toolbox?
There's a criminal investigation. Now there is. It took the death of a second young man. And I have to be honest with you, you know, I've known Ed for, you know, whatever, 20 some odd years, however long I've lived on the block longer, and I've known him for a really long time. And as I told a reporter, not only do I not have anything bad to say about him personally, I actually only have positive things to say. He's a very nice man. He's been very helpful and nice and kind and friendly to his neighbors. He's very involved in dog rescue, which I always respected. He always had senior dogs that he fostered.
Yeah, how are you supposed to know that toolbox exists?
Or whatever is going on.
That's my point is.
And the mirrors
is
on
like
police.
The neighbors of Ted Bundy that say he's a really nice guy, right? He's a great guy. I'm not comparing Ed to Ted Bundy. My only point is, he's a nice guy. So after the first incident happened, I kind of assumed, like everybody else, that there was an accidental overdose in his apartment.
Yeah, naturally.
Well, I assume, you know, too. I just would naturally assume that. You wouldn't think these, because this guy, the first victim did have a diary, I believe, where he was saying that this guy injected him. And the guy in the Daily Mail is saying that he insisted on injecting his.
Yeah, but how's how are the people in the apartment supposed to know?
Of course.
So ludicrous.
Yeah.
The people at the rally the other night knew, they've known this for years. What I wish they would have done is kind of inform us as a neighborhood of what they know. Like, you know, if they would have informed us or given us literature or anything like that, you know, like I said, I would have been screaming at every young black man that walked into the building. But I didn't know. And I just, you know, assumed that it was an accidental overdose, which it was, by the way. I
don't think he killed him on purpose.
Does say in the story, though, that he spiked his Gatorade. He thought he gave him GHB and Gatorade. Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like
that's the one guy's story. You know, the fact of the matter is, I saw Ed's attorney on the news the other night, and he was absolutely lying because Ed Buck's attorney, said that that Ed told him that the guy showed up, you know, drunk and stoned, and Ed didn't want to let him in, but he let him in, and then he died in the apartment. Well, I saw him going into the building. I happened to have been walking my dogs at that hour. And I not only, you know, I really, really kind of looked at him. So I saw what state he was in, and he was perfectly fine.
Have you been interviewed by LAPD?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
how about Dateline or 2020? Have they interviewed yet? Because they will.
No. I mean, no.
48 hours?
No.
Okay. They will.
Do we know that this man was he a male prostitute or well-endowed black man, as he prefers?
The second man, the one that you saw going in
while you're walking the dog, is he a prostitute?
You know, I don't think that they've yet released his identity.
Now that there's a second victim, I expect this is getting a lot of attention, maybe just because of the protest, but yeah.
There's no way he's going to have anybody over now, right? Or could he? He could.
Listen.
Yeah, she was like, everything's fine. Everything's normal over at Ed Bucks. I'm having more people over.
Yeah, no. I'm telling toolbox you right ready. Now, all of the neighbors, I promise you, would be screaming at anybody entering building that looked like they were. I can promise you that.
Not to mention the protesters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackie, thanks so much for the information. And you're a wealth of knowledge on this and a witness as well. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm really not. I mean, I only saw what I saw. That's all. I'm just speaking the truth to what I saw. And, you know, we're talking about a man who can't speak for himself.
Yeah.
And he can't defend the fact that he did not stumble into that building. Mm-hmm.
You saw that, and not many people probably did. So maybe of interest. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, the good news is there's cameras outside the building. So the cameras were able to say what I said.
The famous video.
Well, thank you very much, Jackie.
Saying?
Yeah, so, oh, yeah. Yeah. No, and again,
you're very welcome.
Appreciate the information.
Thanks, Jackie.
You're very welcome.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She'd like to
cut
up to me.
She's playing hard to get. The lady loves. Her dad wrote the song.
Ah.
But she doesn't
know it yet. She's a film producer.
Slow down.
Yeah. The gentleman
has some affair. And
Margaret. Do you know this Elvis one?
No.
I'd like never heard of it.
Jackie, seen the toolbox?
I know. Wow. Not in person. But.
She, according to the LA Times.
I was dying to ask her if she'd ever heard anybody yelling, two men fucking each other. Maggots do that.
Well, she would have done.
According to the LA Times, she yelled out, shame on you, shame on you. So.
Whoa.
But that's what's weird about it. If she just called the police because another black man showed up to the apartment, they'd be out protesting her.
Yeah.
Being a racist.
Yeah.
What just because a black man shows up at 12:15.
Jokey Jackie.
What a crazy ass story.
Well, they never use their real names. So they would just call her
apartment.
Neighbor
Andy.
Nancy.
Yeah. Oh, neighbor right. Nancy.
So, 911. So Ed Buck apparently blew all his cash on these prostitutes and crystal meth. And
that's where he ended up.
I wonder if he did have a nice crib before.
I don't know how much money that guy really had.
We're buying prostitutes. You were buying prostitutes.
He raises a lot of money.
If only Kwame had been there.
Yeah, he raises a lot of money. That's why he's a donor, a boner.
The R. Kelly story. God, that story is so fucking weird.
Two men fucking each other.
That's what faggots do. I would feel so, if I was a male prostitute and some dude was blowing me and he's yelling, two men fucking each other. That's what. Oh, man.
Try it with a different inflection. Maybe not. You sound angry. Try it in a very excited way, yelling.
Two men fucking each other. That's what faggots do.
See? Oh. It makes a little more sense.
No, try it in a sexy voice.
I know, but he was yelling it, though.
I can't do that.
He said he was yelling it, right?
Yeah, said he was yelling it.
Uh-oh. So it's got to be, I'm going to go with it was out of elation.
I mean, you're just about to pass out from the guy giving you GHB and he starts yelling that. That would be weird.
It might sober you up.
And then he doesn't want to fuck.
What a
he only wants light oral sex.
What a tease. He's into light oral. That goes along with light kissing. Light oral sex.
How weird.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Is that story weird? That toolbox. I don't know. I'm still not over the toolbox.
I know. Could you imagine like being at his, I don't know, maybe you're a friend. You're like, oh, I'll fix your toilet for you. Then go to his toolbox and open in the wrong one.
Oh.
You're confronted with a bunch of veiny dildos.
I know, it's a toolbox. It's on wheels.
And he's running behind you real quick. Go, no, no, not that toolbox. The other toolbox.
Oh, man.
Actually, it's probably like, Ed, why do you have a toolbox? You don't do any kind of work. I don't see him being very handsy.
And he has to
handsy, but not that kind of handsy.
GHB,
the pictures of the apartment, it just doesn't look dumpy.
Looks like a shithole.
Well, if you do crystal meth that much, you're bound to have... Well, actually, crystal meth, though, that's an upper that keeps you busy. People on crystal meth, don't they clean like crazy and they stay busy?
At first, yeah, right?
Oh, okay.
They organize their
and
toolbox.
And then it falls apart.
Yeah, because we saw that family.
Yeah, the toolbox could be much better. It's got compartments. Why doesn't it have the dildos in one place, the cock rings in another place?
I know. It should be. anal beads in
a drawer.
Come
on, you're on crystal meth. You can do a much better job.
That's just the top drawer and then underneath.
Yeah.
It's not always like that, because we saw that family who was covering up feces with, you know, towels while the cameras were rolling.
Oh, yeah, from Ice Storm.
Yeah. The one Wojo was a cop.
Yeah. Cop Officer Wojo.
Officer Wojo.
You're right. They were that was a dump. Ed Buck's place was better than Ice Storm's.
Actually, his building doesn't look that bad, except they have a lot of...
She said his building was a dump, but hers was nice.
Window air conditioners, though, seems
like
that.
Yeah, it's got window units, and he's supposed to be a big Democratic donor. Why doesn't he donate some money to himself, and he could have a much better crib for having well-endowed black dudes over all the time? We get higher-class, well-endowed black dudes.
More impressed.
If this guy gets off of this thing, you would think he'd find a well-endowed black boyfriend.
I don't think he wants a boyfriend. That doesn't fit his very specific fetish. What a bummer.
What a weird story.
Oh, where does he find white knee socks, though? I've looked in a lot of stores. I can't
Amazon.
Yeah,
weird. I want to see Ed Buck's Amazon order history.
Oh, that'd be...
You should have asked her if you got a lot of packages from Amazon.
Yeah.
R. Kelly, I know we talked about it a little earlier. What's the line of that song? Do you have your shots?
Passport.
Do you have your passport?
Get your shots.
Did you
Girl,
get your shots?
Would you like to come back
with Rob to America? To be my
it's kind of a patriotic song, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll let you replace Lee Greenwood.
Do you have your passport?
If we get in a war, people will be playing this. Just to mix it up.
Trump coming out to a rally with this.
America.
Doesn't he sound like he made this up, though, on the spot, like
yes.
5 minutes before the show?
It's knows. The worst spontaneously written song since Obama by Stevie Wonder.
Did you get your shots?
He's now joined Bad Company by singing in the third person, too.
America.
Do you have your shots? Warrant's been issued for his manager, by the way, for they have some, I don't know if it's a voicemail or what it is, but threatening the family, threatening to kill the family of the girl who appeared in the Lifetime Surviving R. Kelly story. So they're obviously looking at any which way. Or so it seems. The Dallas radio station's boycotting his music.
Chicago, didn't they open up an
investigation?
They visited his studio slash
which is for sale, apparently.
But you know what? He has been tipped off so many times, just to say he wasn't tipped off yet again.
Which is, could they please investigate who the asshole is that's tipping him off?
And how much he paid him?
But there were just multiple stories today. Dame Dash, who's Jay-Z's business partner, said that when Jay-Z, he was also Aaliyah's boyfriend when she died.
Mm-hmm. Aaliyah.
Aaliyah. He said that when Jay-Z decided to do a song with R. Kelly, that was when they split, and that is why their business partnership fell apart, because he felt Jay-Z was not only being insensitive, being that Aaliyah was his girlfriend. He also went on to say that Aaliyah would not talk about R. Kelly, that subject was so ugly would not speak of it.
Wow.
So he was very disappointed in Jay-Z and didn't understand why it was so important for him to work with R. Kelly. So that was a big deal to him. Other than that, he really doesn't have anything to offer. Let's see.
It's such the easiest thing to come out against. I don't understand why more artists.
I don't either.
Aren't doing what Chance the Rapper did.
There was another
credit
story
to him, man.
Yeah.
Apparently, Lady Gaga is just absolutely unreachable regarding the story, and a lot of people are insisting she and not understanding why in the world would she, who is she's about as big as anybody right now, why would she not speak up?
Yeah, but she having to gain.
She'd just say,
"Well,
if there are 100 people.
What does
in
she
a
have
room?
To lose? Yeah, that's true.
And that came by not saying anything."
I don't know. I can't imagine. Apparently, I think Lady Gaga worked with him fairly recently. That may be part of the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, she can't say, I had no idea. But why? I mean, she's been big for years. Why did she need to work with this guy? It doesn't make any sense. No? Johnny Depp settled with the security guards. That's good news.
Aw. That's good. Yeah. Do you suppose he watched the Golden Globes to see what Amber Heard was wearing?
Now, Johnny Depp, I suppose Johnny Depp can certainly still appear on any of those shows. He isn't really, I mean.
Really? Oh,
I don't know.
Did you see
he used to. He always was such a big deal when he turned up, you know, and they go, oh.
Somebody answered my my question on Twitter, what role would Johnny play with his new square head, and it's Blockhead from the Gumby show.
There's a place for Johnny Depp.
Yeah. If that were ever a live action.
Now, I don't know what this means, but the 2019 Sundance Film Festival is added as a documentary that will focus on two men who say they were sexually abused by Michael Jackson. Now, watch how much shit these two guys take, by the way. If you think people are taking shit for coming out against R. Kelly, the synopsis for Dan Reed's Leaving Neverland says at the height of his stardom, Michael Jackson began long-running relationships with two boys aged 7 and 10. Now in their 30s, they tell the story about how they were sexually abused by Jackson and how they came to terms with it years later.
Seven and ten.
But
that seems out of his M.O.
relationships. So,
and they got no money for it.
An individual, but they could think of all the games he got to play, all the balloon rides, all the cookies.
They have all the footage.
The cookies.
An individual
with really
the project said Leaving Neverland is a running time of 233 minutes.
Ew.
It has two parts.
Well, how long was R. Kelly? It was six parts.
Jackson was acquitted of sexually molesting two brothers at his criminal trial in 2005. They're now in their 20s. He also paid a civil settlement in 1994 over accusations he molested another boy who's now in his 30s. In addition to other...
He's acquitted of sexually molesting two brothers?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Is that the Gavin one?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Gavin have a brother?
I don't believe that's the case.
I'm really shy. I'm embarrassed.
So that's two sets of brothers.
The civil settlement, that's Jordy Chandler.
Yes. There's other civil settlements. A lot of people believe there are many. LaToya said he was writing checks all the time, and then she said she just said that for fun.
Wait, what?
LaToya said that. She said he was writing checks all the time. That Catherine's, Michael, why are you writing another check?
Oh, my
God. What are you writing another check to?
Where's my checkbook? There it is, because I always have it, because I always have my checkbook, because I'm always writing checks.
The name of the man featured in the documentary was not released, so it's unclear whether they have previously come forward. Tom Mesereau did not immediately respond. Jackson Film was sure to reignite speculation about the pop star who died in 2009. No, he just loves children.
Yeah.
He just, I mean, boys. He just loves boys.
Yeah, prepubescent.
We have super soakers. We have stink bombs.
I never heard the stink bombs.
Ugh. And we wake up like dawn and go in the hot air balloon. Yeah. You know, we have the footage.
This stuff was aired publicly. It was all went by, and people went, oh, he just loves children. He loves children. He just loves children. He's experiencing his childhood. His child was taken away from him, and so he's reliving his childhood for 30 years. He's having a 30-year childhood.
He loves children. Only boys, though.
That's really overdoing it.
When you relive your childhood, because that period is so precious, you have to do it in four times the length of time it takes to live your childhood. It's crazy.
It makes no sense.
Well, how much attention that'll get? Because the whole time I was watching the R. Kelly thing, I was thinking, this seems like this should have been the series about Michael Jackson.
Yeah. But R. Kelly's still doing it.
Yeah.
Well, Michael Jackson was still doing it. Yeah. He never stopped.
That was a civil suit, and there was no evidence.
Allegedly.
You know, after that payment...
The first
big payment came out, and it was settled, quote unquote. And I think that was fairly public, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We knew about it.
Yep.
He immediately left on a tour. Well, not immediately, but shortly after that, he went on a tour with another 12-year-old boy. And I remember going, wait a second. He's going out. And I recall reading years later that his people were very much trying to... Michael, you probably shouldn't take that 12-year-old out with you. And he was, of course, everywhere with him. He's in the show wearing matching outfits.
Mm-hmm. That's the genius behind it, to show that, I didn't do anything wrong.
It's in the show.
Yeah.
Kieran Culkin would sleep on this side.
Totally
Macaulay Culkin is on this side. His sister's in there. We're all just jamming the bed. And we wake up like dawn and go in the hot air balloon. Mm. You know, we have the footage. I have all the footage.
Isn't that right, Michael?
It's not right, Michael.
After that aired, how could anyone not
When did he end up going over to, when was he in the Middle East for a little while?
And, yeah, he moved
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was that in relation to? Because I think that was like a, he wanted I to think you're, I think dodge there
was
some
a, there was a relationship. It was the, it was
I thought it was after Gavin he took off and went yeah. over there.
I think he was, I think at that point he had to believe that something was going to blow up, so maybe right. I better go to Dubai.
Dubai. And then they kicked him out, didn't they?
Well,
just
he
like,
was
get out of here.
He borrowed was it, a huge amount of money from some rich guy, some rich prince over there.
Yeah, that's right.
And he never paid the guy back either. And I think he even recorded some music there. Right. But I mean, who are these losers? Like, yeah, Mike, come on over here. I'll loan you $10 million.
Yeah.
You can dodge the heat. These fucking people who don't understand you're reliving your childhood and that you like little kids.
Let's relive another childhood. Come on over.
People write negative things because they feel that's what sells. Good news to them doesn't sell.
Yeah. All right, Brandon, you want to get us out of here? Do you have your shots?
Passports, too.
Come to America with Brian. No. One come home with Rob to America.
After his trial, the People America. Versus Jackson, that's when he went to Bahrain as guest of Sheikh Abdullah.
Great guy.
Yeah. Unknown to Jackson, Bahrain was also where the family had intended to send Jackson if he had been convicted.
Oh,
according
I see.
To Jermaine Jackson.
What? The Jackson brothers still performing? They're so good. I mean, you don't miss Michael at all.
No.
What do you need Michael for? You got Tito and Randy and Jermaine.
Randy.
And who's the other brother?
Jermaine, Jackie. Did you say Jackie?
Jackie. I didn't mention Jackie. God, that was a hellacious tour they went on when Michael died.
Does Your Majesty go along too? Like
Your Majesty, Jermaine's daughter.
The generation.
That's his daughter, Your Majesty, isn't right. it? Yeah, I think there is a Jermaine Jr. and Your Majesty.
Tito and Marlon?
Oh, right.
Marlon, that's right. Tito played guitar in the Jackson 5. Yeah. I don't think he played for shit, but... Oh, my God. Remember that reality show?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No, I would have thought that thing would have done gangbusters, but, oh, my God, they were awful.
Did you mention Randy? Did you say Randy?
Randy.
Randy.
All right, well, see you on Thursday. Like us on Facebook. And rate us on Facebook, rate us on iTunes, and keep the email coming, drew@drewandmikepodcast.com.
We may not know what's in those deleted emails.
You've got mail.